So we're starting the podcast off mad. But wow. Not mad for anything that's happened yet. Mad for future crimes.
We are starting off. These are crimes of the future.
Crimes of the future.
We're starting off with crimes of the future.
I'm a precog. And
you're a precog. I still haven't seen it because you told me it was only okay.
Well, precog is from Minority Report 2002.
Oh, that's right.
Crimes of the Future is a dumb Cronenberg movie from 2002.
I mean, I think most Cronenberg movies are kind of dumb. I'm not a big Cronenberg guy.
It's David, I'm
more,
right?
I'm more of a Brandon Cronenberg.
The good one.
And then I think the daughter is also directing movies now.
She, come on.
She's got one out like...
Under the name Catherine Bigelow.
Academy Award winner, Catherine
Bam Bam Bigelow. My favorite female director. And a lot of people say you shouldn't have to make that qualification. It should just be your favorite director. In which case I say, oh, then it's 50 men.
Mm-hmm. Caitlin Cronenberg is her name, and she has... I hope this is a Caitlyn Jenner related.
It used to be Bruce Cronenberg.
Nice.
And then he hit someone with his car.
Two people, I think, wasn't it?
Probably. It was two. Probably seven or eight people,
I think. One
honestly.
Died and one it didn't
was,
die.
It was a killing spree.
Caitlin Cronenberg has her directorial debut in theaters now, maybe? Or soon? It's called...
Oh, Kung Fu Panda 4.
Kung Fu Panda 4. They finally got a big name to direct a Kung Fu Panda movie. Humane, starring Jay Baruchel. And
Canadian
Emily,
legend
Emily Hampshire and Peter Gallagher and Enrico Colantoni.
They got the dad from The OC?
Yeah, they sure did.
Holy shit.
So look out for the newest Cronenberg, who will probably make weird, okay movies.
What are we, sponsored by Big Cronenberg
Big
on this
Crone.
Show?
Big Crone.
What is this show, by the way?
The Big Cronenberg Hour?
No, it's not the Cronenberg. I keep telling you.
We're not calling it the Cronenberg Hour.
We're 6 years in. We're not changing the name to the Cronenberg Hour. I'm going to write it down, obviously. Okay, yeah. But I don't think it's going to pass the
you
board.
You think it's going to get popular and people are going to start tuning in every week for us to talk about all of the mediocre Cronenberg movies? What's your favorite Cronenberg movie?
History of Violence? I don't know.
I mean, it's probably the two non-Cronenberg movies, right?
Yeah.
History of Violence and Eastern Promises are the two good ones.
Yeah.
I mean, The Fly is good.
I mean, The Fly could be a perfect movie.
If it was anything but
if it was The Cat.
The Cat. like Videodrome
and less body horror and more just nice.
Yeah,
nicely turning into a cat. Yeah. One of the best movies of all time.
But House Cat,
whatever.
Yeah, you gotta be stuck as a house cat.
I mean, it's not ideal, but it's better than person.
You could learn to snap necks as a house cat.
100%. Seb did.
There you go. And that's why you don't have a brother anymore.
Exactly.
Little known fact: Scott used to have a younger brother, and Seb got a little too territorial.
Yeah. I'm trying to think how much younger my younger brother could possibly have been when
considering
Seb
how
killed him.
And considering how old your parents are.
Considering how old my parents are.
Well, your sister's 3 years younger? Six years younger than you.
Oh, she looks like shit, I know. Like, oh god.
Sorry, Dana.
I thought she was older than you.
No, I knew she was younger, but I thought she was 3 years younger.
Yeah. She's 1989.
She does look older.
Everyone looks older than me.
But she actually really does look older.
She does, but that's not her fault. She looks like a proper 34 going on 35. I just happen to be 40 and look 22. That's not anyone's
that's
fault.
That's true. Science.
My sister looks fine.
It's science.
I just look amazing.
You just look amazing. So your younger brother could... What's the latest? Like...
Okay, got Seb in 2016.
Yeah. And how old is he now?
Coming on 9.
Okay.
Yeah. So in 2016, I was 33.
Mm-hmm.
My parents were 67.
Okay.
So how
but how
young
but how old were they when they had your sister?
A month shy of 40, and that's why she's not all the way retarded.
But you are.
Yeah, it went backwards. Yeah, the
The older you are,
the cum and eggs actually got better with age.
Oh, yeah. Like a fine wine.
Like a fine wine.
Yeah, so, I mean, real, well, your dad doesn't matter, because your dad could have kids until...
He could Pacino it, he could De Niro it, exactly. He could a third Italian actor it.
Oh, Roberto Benigni.
That's the big three. Pacino, De Niro, Benigni. Writing that down. I'm getting all the notes done in like the first 5 minutes.
Big
then I can,
three.
Then I can just sit back and coast for the rest
you
of
could.
The pod.
Well, I'm
because I'm on edge. Because normally I'm on edge the whole pod, trying to find funny things that I can write down for the description in the
Trying to find things RSS. We can put as a description that are acceptable to put as a description. Not all of the really not good just, things we wish we could put as the description.
Look, if I had my druthers, which I got called out for.
Scatman druthers?
On the Sunday stream for using old people words. I'm like, they're not old. They're just
smart.
Big.
They're smart.
They're just smart and you're dumb.
Yeah, just because Scott's smarter than all of you. I'm not claiming to be smarter than any of you. Okay? Barely graduated high school.
Drew's a man of the people. Drew's the audience surrogate.
I'm a real... I was going to say Rob Roy, but that's not the person I was thinking of.
Zorro.
No, who's the one? I can picture Liam Neeson on the cover in a suit.
Oh, Captain Jack Sparrow.
Fighting the power. Fighting the man.
Taken three.
Fighting tax laws or something.
Tack-threen.
Somebody's screaming at the...
Tekken three. Liam Neeson is Armor King in Tekken three.
What's the fucking movie I'm thinking of? I can picture the poster in my head. Michael Collins was what I was thinking of. Yeah, that's me. I'm the man of the people.
Wow, he really is like taking it.
I honestly don't even know what the movie's
taking
about.
Taking it to the streets.
Crucial in the establishment of the Irish Free State in the 1920s. So I'm a man of the Irish people.
You're the IRA.
I'm the IRA.
You're going to bomb England.
When was the last IRA? I think we discussed this and we're like, they don't do much anymore.
They don't do much, but every now and then they'll like keep you on your toes. Mm. And like, what, like in 2024, what are they mad about? Just like not being Catholic? Like what's the quarrel?
I mean, they're still mad at the British occupation.
Who gives a shit?
I mean,
I guess like the full island of Ireland is like the top half of it is like the last thing on earth that England still owns.
Do you really want to be ruled by a bunch of cousin kissers?
No.
Exactly.
I want to kiss my own Irish cousins, not some jerk off limeys
with fat hands dying of cancer.
Hold on, I'm just writing down Pacino, De Niro, Benigni.
What were we even getting at?
Dead younger brother.
So your dad wouldn't matter because your dad could have babies until he's 90. Whatever.
Yeah.
So it'd be your mom. I think you can get pregnant at 50, but it's not recommended.
No.
So like, let's say 10 years younger than Dana.
Okay. So Seb,
hypothetically, 10 years younger than Dana.
So in 2016, Dana was 27. So Seb killed my 17-year-old younger brother.
Yes.
At the youngest.
At the youngest.
Yeah, he might have been well into his 20s.
Could be.
And should have been able to defend himself against a house cat.
A house cat. Against a one-year-old house cat. A little baby house cat.
I did get a little bit of bonus Seb, because when we got him from the cat fae, shout out.
Yeah. They were like, oh, he's three.
They said he was like two something and then took him to the vet and like, he is barely full grown. He's a year and a half tops. I'm like, all right, a little extra Seb.
And then he grew to be a full grown monster.
Yep. He's 4'6" on all fours. Mm-hmm. He's 8 feet tall,
he stands on
his hinders. Yeah. 392 pounds at last weigh in.
At last weigh in.
Yeah. But there's room...
Fighting in the heavyweight class. The super heavyweight class. Yeah. And for the record, 1-0 in human-cat domestic squabbles.
1-0 in bare-knuckle domestic disputes.
R.I.P. to Bert Henson.
I like Bert.
Bert Ernie Henson.
That's a funny name to give a kid.
Yeah.
I'd give a kid that name.
Bert Ernie.
Yeah.
Bertram Ernest Henson.
Bertram Ernest. Man, it went from like real, like that classed it up.
Yep.
Yeah. And now he's kind of a nerd though.
Well, like brother.
Sure. The Incredible Burt Wonderstone. Good mm-hmm. movie
no.
or a movie?
A movie.
Or bad movie?
A movie.
I think I saw it at the theater.
I definitely saw it in the theater, but
did I see it with you at the theater?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
It's got Jim Carrey.
I think I saw it at Metrotown. Where do you think you saw it?
I couldn't tell you. The only good part of that movie is Alan Arkin. R.I.P.
We lost him.
Too soon. But yeah, that was the real Jim Carrey's back in comedy movie.
Yeah.
And he was playing like a David Blaine type.
Right.
And
he
then
was like new magic.
New magic, but it was like torture porn magic. But then it wasn't funny.
Is there...
And they kept playing up how ugly Steve Buscemi is.
That's
that
unfair.
Was the gag. They're like, this is my psychic. Look at how fucking ugly this guy
piece
is.
Piece of shit this guy is.
Yeah. No, I think it's a bad movie.
Yeah, I guess it is.
It was one of those Steve Carell's out of TV and doing movies. And then they were like, oh, yeah. Go back to TV, please.
Yeah. Like he's done with The Office. So he's just got to make like 40 comedies a year, a few of which are good.
Mm-hmm.
This not necessarily being one of them.
Dinner for
Schmucks? I like that you put a whole donut in your mouth just now.
Shut up. Dinner for Schmucks? Did you see that one?
Didn't see it.
Zatch is pretty good in it.
This is not a joke, but sounds like a joke.
Okay.
Is Dinner for Schmucks based on a Confederacy of Dunces? Okay. I think it might be. I think it also might not be.
Only one way to find out.
Or is there any source material for it? Or am I out of my mind? Also, what is a Confederacy of Dunces?
It's always good to...
Double phone research on... Dirt,
I have a mouthful
dinner.
Of delicious donut.
Well, you have a whole donut in your mouth?
Shout out to Donut Love.
Shout out to Donut Love.
A mere 5-minute walk from my house.
Now you can dox Drew. You've narrowed it down to a very small circle around Donut Love. Who when we told them we were recording a podcast today, asked us to shout them out. So we are. So if you're, as we said to ourselves, hey, if you're one of the 8 people in the greater Vancouver area who listen, go to Donut Love. They make pretty good donuts, but I've had better.
Not that I can find. Apparently, it was supposed to be called Dinner for Schlemiels.
Schlemiels,
a Yiddish word.
Yeah.
But then they were like, people aren't going to understand that, so we'll call them schmucks.
Is it like a Jewish-y movie?
I mean, Paul Rudd's Jewish.
More so than any movie is a Jewish movie.
I mean...
In that it's completely financed and made by them.
Steve Carell, Jew.
Yeah.
Paul Rudd, Jew.
Yeah.
Stephanie Sosaski, Polish Jew. Jermaine Clement, New Zealand Jew.
Yeah.
I would describe Zach Galifianakis, Greek Jew. Ron Livingston, Jew. Andrea Savage, hot.
Jew.
Jew. Hot Jewess.
Yeah.
Octavia Spencer, black Jew.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's all Jews.
A real Tiffany Haddish.
It's all Jews. Noted cool guy, Jeff Dunham, Jew.
Hey.
Chris O'Dowd, Irish. Not
Irish.
A Jewish. Not a Jew. I'm going to find any Jewish bastard.
Not today.
Oh, Nick Kroll's in it. I didn't know that.
Jew.
Wow. Maybe the biggest Jew. Anyways, that's enough Jew talk for now.
Confederacy of Dunces is a novel by American writer John Kennedy Toole, published in 1980, 11 years after his death. That's impressive.
Oh.
Somebody
was benefacting off of his death.
Yeah. Adaptations. Oh, the movie Adaptation.
Oh.
What's going on outside?
I don't know.
Is there a child?
Could be.
Making music?
Could be. He's fixing an old-timey truck.
Speaking of which, in 2012, there was a version in negotiation with director James Bobin,
Cool.
Potentially starring Zach Galifianakis.
But
they didn't make it.
Oh. And then they did Dinner for Schmucks instead.
Yeah, it's been performed on stage by Nicholas Offerman.
Cool.
And that's that. So it's a book that's good that I'll never read.
Mm.
And did not inspire Dinner for Schmucks.
Well, there you go. We've gotten, I feel like today's attention span is like a zero.
What?
So your dad, your mom was 50, had your brother.
Yep.
Seb killed him when he was one and your brother was maybe 17.
Yeah.
And here we are. Because we're talking about Cronenberg movies.
Oh, yeah.
Because
this is, of course, the
Cronenberg
hour.
Yeah.
And so. Not the worst year of our lives.
Worst of our lives. Okay, the news. Sometimes the news.
Yeah.
I'm Drew. That's Scott.
Yep. 15 minutes in.
Yeah.
New record?
No. I think we've done like 40 minutes. And then we go, oh, yeah, I guess we should have said.
No. I mean, new record for that's the soonest we've ever done it.
No, there's been a couple times we've done it like 10 minutes.
We're very good.
We're
at our
very
jobs.
Good. Well, listen, if we took this thing seriously,
I'm doing
then
the best.
Then it wouldn't be our podcast.
Then it'd be someone else's.
Yeah, if we did a serious version, like people like this because we're idiots who don't prepare anything.
Yeah,
we don't even discuss who's talking first or what we're saying. We just start recording, and then one of us just decides, "Oh, I guess I should say something."
And there is an audience who very much enjoys that, and it is a finite number, and we have all of them, and there is zero growth. But
that's fine.
Those who like us,
yeah,
and I'm fine with that.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah,
remember when we used to play like the knockoff news music at the beginning, and that for all of like I don't know maybe 5 episodes,
that was fun.
And then I gave up.
Yeah.
Because I was tired of looking up
like
royalty-free, rights-free news themes.
I love news music.
I like news. I like the news music.
Yeah.
Huey Lewis's news.
Music.
Just the news, though, not Huey.
Just the news.
I just like the news.
Just
I like to listen to the instrumental-only versions of their albums.
Just the MGs, no Booker T.
Just the MGs, yeah.
Pips, no Gladys.
Just Sunshine Band.
Just Stooges, no Iggy.
Yeah.
Who else I got? I think that's someone good.
No, you know where I'm going, but I don't. But I can't say either. I can't.
Oh, now I know. Perhaps Tommy Chong's old band from Vancouver, British Columbia. Just
what Tommy Chong is.
Just the C and no four N's.
What a great name for a band.
Unbelievable.
I mean, it was the 60s, so it was fine.
Yeah, in case you were wondering what the best decade was, the answer is definitively the 1960s, where Tommy Chong could have a band in Vancouver called Four N's and a C, only the whole versions of those words.
Oh, I wish I could say it.
That was like the best thing we ever learned.
It was one of the best things we ever learned. Yeah absolutely. Like, I know so little about Tommy Chong. Let's look up his history. Yeah. Oh, my God. What a cool guy. Weed and having a band with a bunch of N's.
One of the most racist names for anything ever.
Yeah. Anyways, you can follow me on social media. As well as Sarah and Swap Buzz. You know the stuff. Letterboxd, Twitter.
You know the stuff.
Instagram.
Hopefully you're
Discord now.
Hopefully you're listening to this in its
a Discord listening party.
In a Discord.
Shout out to everybody listening on the party.
Premier listening party. Link to the Discord is in the YouTube description for this very video, amongst other places. And the place where this YouTube video is youtube.com/@notscotthenson. Go subscribe if you aren't already. I can't imagine you're not. But I can imagine that you haven't clicked join and become a paying member of the YouTube, which only 37 of you have done.
Become a thick hog.
And I know there's not many of you, but I do know there's more than 37.
Yes. Become a thick hog. It's a fun thing to do.
Yes, at the thick hog or higher level, that's $10 more, you get the episodes early, so you can watch them before the viewing party with all the damn plebs who wait till Monday.
So you can know all the jokes going in, so that when you get in there,
you could
make the jokes.
You could pre-watch it for the viewing
party.
For
the viewing party.
And then, like 10 seconds early, you say, I bet they're going to say four N's in a C. And you look smart.
But you'll type the whole words out, and then Discord will kick you off.
Discord will ban you.
Actually, the band they were referring to is for beeps and a beep. Like, oh, I'm sorry, you have been banned from using Discord.
And the internet.
And no, you can still use the internet. Twitter is okay with N's and C's.
It is.
Yeah, and CP.
and
ZP.
And AACP.
And AACPs.
National Association.
African.
For the advancement
against Chinese people.
Child pornography.
North American African
and Chinese people.
Yeah.
So like there's gotta be one. Who's a Blasian? There's Blasians out there.
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods. That's the one I go to. In the NAACP.
Goodbye, fried rice. Hello, fried chicken. That's the only thing I can think of with Tiger Woods. I love your dad.
They drafted him.
They did.
That's crazy. He won the Masters in like 2017.
I know, right? I mean, he's still one of the greatest golfers of all time.
Yeah.
And golf is also, as much as it's a game of skill, it's also a game of luck.
Yeah.
So like you can just, as long as you're talented at it, you can get lucky.
You can.
Like I don't know that he could win it now.
No.
Because his body is trash.
Well, also he had that car accident where his leg almost came off.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Yeah.
he's like the fact he's even played quite something.
I just can't wait for him to go to the senior tour and then just win all of the senior tour.
I fucking
events.
Love the PGA senior tour.
Yeah.
Because the age is 50.
Yeah.
And you can still be really good at golf at 50. Yeah. So just like any like PGA star,
yeah,
the year they turn 50, yeah, they just go to the senior tour and fucking wreck shit.
Clean it up.
Absolutely. Yeah. They make more money in one tournament,
yeah,
on the senior tour than their entire PGA career.
I wish there was a senior tour for other things. I understand why you couldn't. Like, you're not going to do a senior league NFL because, you know, a lot of those guys...
Well, because they've all blown their brains out by 47.
But, like, I would love to see, like, a senior league, like, Major League Baseball, where, like, maybe the fences aren't as far back and the bases are a little bit closer.
Ball's a little softer.
But you have guys in their, like, 40s who can still play.
Metal bats,
yeah. But, like, yeah, I would love to see that because I know that there's, like, what do they call it? Like an alumni league for the NHL, but they just play sort of like for fun, like, you know, oh, like All-Star Weekend is in Toronto this year. So then they'll play like a Toronto alumni team and a rest of the league alumni team. But it's just like,
yeah,
for fun pickup. But like you could play a full on men's league with like guys in their 40s and 50s and it would be super entertaining.
Yeah.
Especially those guys who like maybe weren't stars when they were in the league, but they're still good when they're in their 50s. And then they're like out there putting up 40 goals and stuff. Like that'd be really cool. A game. Yeah. Like some of those kids in the 14 leagues.
It's a real American Samoa Australia situation.
It really is. Really.
That movie wasn't any good, was it?
It was fine.
Yeah.
It was fine. Taika's a little, I think I'm over him sexually.
Yeah.
I think I'm very much over him sexually.
I think Free Guy kind of killed it.
Yeah, just like all of his movies are the same jokes and gags now. Like it's just he's got a style and he's just overusing it.
Yeah.
Anyways, what's your handle? Who are you? Scott?
I'm Scott.
At I am Scott Henson.
No.
Oh.
That's some other guy.
Oh. The other Scott Henson.
At not Scott Henson.
At not Scott Henson.
On most things. Cameo.com/scoot if you need me to say a little something to you for money, which I don't know why.
What about show you a little something for money?
You know what? I'll show you a little something for money, too. Show me how you suck
you,
a dick.
You probably
show get, me with your mouth.
You probably get kicked off of Cameo for doing that, right?
I think, I think you're not supposed to do that.
How does Cameo know what you're sending to people?
I don't know.
Although
that's
I guess,
why I kind of want to push it.
But I guess if, like, it's very clear to show the... Because it has a little Cameo water print in the watermark at the bottom, right?
Yeah.
So I guess they would know that you sent it via Cameo.
They would.
I'm sure there's people doing it.
I would like to be one of those people.
Somebody pay Scott money to show you his butthole.
Someone pay for my last Cameo. But if you're going to do that, at least send a good tip.
I don't want to do Cameo because I can't look at my own face and talk.
You do have to look at your own face.
Can't do it.
It sucks.
Too ugly. Yeah. Can't do it.
Too ugly.
I hate the way I look.
Someone, I got a recent-ish Cameo that was...
Gross?
No, great.
Oh.
I'm trying to remember what exactly the deal was. Oh, he had just gotten like a settlement.
Oh.
From,
JG Wentworth.
Oh, a settlement from some crypto thing that, who would have guessed it was a scam? And wanted some words of congratulations for bringing down a CEO. So I did, and I said, hey, if you got any of that fucking sick settlement money left over, daddy's over here. And, like, sent me a really good tip. So
nice.
Shout out to James P., my man.
It wasn't from JG Wentworth, 877 dash now?
It was from J. Jonah Jameson.
Ah, okay. Or a Vern Funk Insurance.
Honk wouldn't drive by Vern Funk.
I like local jokes that only we get.
That's Washington, though.
That's
right?
Washington, yeah. But still, we got the commercials.
Yeah. And like, that's local to Washington. I don't think Vern Funk is national.
There is one Vern Funk that we drive past on the way to wrestling that I see every time, and I always just want to reach over and just go, but like, we're on the highway, and it's like in the little like strip mall up above. Yeah. he hasn't done a commercial in a long time. Like, he was a real like Gilbert looking motherfucker.
Yeah, no, I would
short
assume...
bald goatee, and he did like very stupid sketch comedy.
Yeah, I would assume Vern Funk is long dead.
Oh, he might not be. He was probably not. He was probably younger than we are now when he was.
Thinking about shit like that. Vernon L. Funk was a Seattle entrepreneur. Best known for founding Vern Funk Insurance. June 5th, 1930.
So he was older than we thought.
To May 22nd, 2006. He was fucking old.
He's 75.
So he was well into his 60s when we saw those commercials.
Washington, Oregon, and Idaho.
West Coast, baby. And a little
died
east
in Edmonds.
Of the West Coast. Do you think you'll die in Edmonds, Washington?
I could have at one point.
Yeah. You almost did.
Bacterial blood infection.
Yikes.
Yikes. Honk if you drive by Vern Funk.
That's the Vern Funk report.
He was not playing.
What?
A different guy played Vern Funk in the ad.
I was going to say, he didn't seem like he was in his 60s.
Rob Thielke was a manager of one of the offices, and he played.
Well, now I need to know what real Vern Funk looks like.
Well, look it up.
Terry Vern Funk. While you get me the pictures of
like,
Spider-Man.
this is the guy that I think is Vern Funk.
Yes.
That's not the guy.
No.
That's the guy who played Vern Funk.
No, you can't trust anything.
Give me... Oh, he died too? He also died.
Did he also have a bacterial blood infection?
He died of cancer.
Oh, I was wondering if he and Vern were fucking and got the same infection.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Are we taking the show?
This took me in a completely different direction. I clicked on the ad to talk about this guy dying.
Yeah.
The very first like clickbaity from Como News thing that it gave me is judge sentences man to physical castration and 50 years in prison for sexually assaulting a 14-year-old girl. Not just chemical castration. Physical.
I didn't know that was a thing you could sentence.
Springfield, Louisiana. Judge sentenced a man to physical castration and 50 years in prison. But guilty to four counts of sexual assault. Per the publication, and a Louisiana state judge mandated Sullivan to be physically castrated after sentencing. I want to say I've had three people ordered to be chemically castrated, but to my knowledge, is the first physical castration to be ordered. That's a pretty wild thing as a judge. I mean, don't get me wrong, guy fucking deserves it.
Sure.
But like, as a wild thing as a judge to be like, you know, we've been doing a lot of chemical.
We're going to cut your gear off.
I really would like to see this guy have his dick and balls lopped off. Just get rid of the whole thing.
Just make him smooth down there.
Just smooth down there. Give him a little hole to pee out of. I like this judge. Who's the judge? You know what? If I ever need a judge, he's my guy.
I hope it's like classic Southern judge.
District attorney. No, it's district attorney. Mills Lane. He got back in the game just to do this case.
Steve Harvey.
Anyways, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, the Vern Funk. I don't know. I can't find any pictures of the guy.
He was very...
It's just the actor guy.
He was a private man.
I'm real sad that he died. Here's him as Osama bin Laden.
Damn.
Funk to the future is what it is. And here's him being groped by a bunch of ladies.
What?
I like this guy.
Local commercials are the best.
Rob Thielke.
A good man.
R.I.P.
We lost him.
We lost him too soon. Now I want to watch Vern Funk commercials after this.
We'll probably have to.
Oh, man. Local insurance ads. Oh, I think this is the guy, I think.
The real Vern Funk?
I think this is the real, unless this is the guy who... Ah, no, it's the guy who wrote the story.
Jesus.
Yep, I don't see...
Who do I gotta blow to get a picture of Vern Funk?
Vern Funk's wife? Maybe?
Maybe. The dear Mrs. Funk.
Anyways, cameo, you got a nice tip. That's sick. Nope. Anything else you want to talk before we get into like the Twitter creep of the week or our weekly Vince McMahon news segment or...
Or, of course, the anime.
The anime we have to talk about because this is an anime podcast.
I feel like it's been a couple weeks since I've written down the 37 good boys and girls who have gone to youtube.com/@notscotthenson and clicked to join and become a member of some sort. So in descending order of
importance of how much you love them.
Yeah. In descending order of my love. And also membership time. Nick S.
Are they exactly lined up equal?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's 1-to-1.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you hear your name last,
I love you the most.
No.
Oh, you're going descending. Sorry. I'm not descending.
Nick S, Zachary K, Maddie, Caraxa, Eve, Shinobu, noted on Creep Brandon.
For now.
Brian Palmer, Tommy, Brian Silverman, Final Douglas, Dry Juice, Joe Steoten, Caffey, Here I Am 123, who is, of course,
Brian.
Sonex, Pseudo Scott, Tachyon, Limp Bizkit Dreamcast, Vicious Cabaret, Brock, Kuroku Bandit, Olivia, Fluffy Bunny Feet, which maybe you've changed your name, or maybe I just forgot you remember, but I feel like I haven't read that name before.
Don't think I've heard that name before.
But has been a member for 6 months, so what do I fucking know? Nicola B. Jonesy, Edgy Berserker, Rotfeast Tenders, Enma Fries, Dom J. the DJ, Iggy One, Riptide 27, N-Word Cornwood, Chubby Pencil, Carl H., Manga Waffle, Mr. Mateo, Trump's Lil Smile, and Degeneracy Live, who is Drake Dragsaw, a good man, but the person I love the least.
You love the least. The only way to remedy how little Scott loves you is to pay
go
for the next...
back in time.
Oh, I was going to say, pay for the next level up.
Actually, yes. And our top levelers, Maddie, Eve, Shinobu, Tommy, and Trump's Little Smile are the big five. My fave five.
Fave five.
Yeah.
Those are your five you can call no matter what. Any time of day.
Anytime.
Long
no,
distance.
No minutes.
No minutes. Yep. No nothing. Yep.
Damn, cell phone plans used to be even stupider.
Yeah, but less expensive.
Mm. Yeah, you could have a cell phone plan for less than $80 a month.
Yeah, ridiculous. And you're paying to use the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's not just the plan.
Yeah, now you have to lease your phone.
Yeah, dumb.
Because the phones cost $2,000.
Yeah. I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it so much. Anyways.
Content.
Well.
We're content creators, Drew. I don't know if anyone's told you.
We could be creators.
We're creating right now.
So I think everybody's favorite topic on the podcast is usually
anime.
Twitter creep of the week.
They also like Twitter creeps of the Twitter weeks.
So as I loaded this on my phone and I said, because I took a screen cap of it when I saw it.
Because now you play it safe because last time between earlier
between
in the
screen capping it earlier in the day
and
us going to get coffee and food,
yeah.
Coming back, eating,
kissing.
Loading the podcast,
kissing,
yeah. And then me going back to their profile.
The account was suspended.
It had been suspended. So this time I took a screen cap.
Yeah.
But then I was like, okay, I wonder if this one got taken down. It didn't.
Good.
So.
Because were you getting worried that your screen caps were what was getting
them?
The account suspended?
Yeah. Maybe.
Like you're on a list where if you take a picture of something, they know it's bad.
100%. Yeah. Like they're not watching. They're not looking for everybody else.
No, they're watching.
They're just watching me
for what you,
cause they're like, this guy's doing our job for us.
They can find every bad account through you.
They found the baby stuff. They found the poop stuff. Yeah.
I feel like someone, Dear Cotton Candy.
Yeah.
yeah. Brought up the baby stuff episode.
Baby stuff.
Because the first episode she listened to was the Neil Breen episode.
Right.
Because we had both been at the Neil Breen screening.
Yes.
And I said, hey, I have a podcast.
Of that
And we just
movie.
Talked about yeah. that. But forgetting what else we talked about on that podcast. It's just like, why would you make me listen to that one first? But she's still listening.
Baby stuff.
She's a trooper. She's not a member, though, so...
I don't know.
You can do better.
Fuck her.
She comes to, like, every wrestling
This
show,
one...
Though, so good for her.
You went to your X.com account.
Sure.
And you typed in.
I like to do it in the browser. I'm not an app.
http://www.xx. I mean, if you still go twitter.com, it loads you to X.
Yeah.
So if you went to your Twitter account and you typed in at Zoe Donk, Z-O-O, there's your clue.
Oh.
E-Y-D-O-N-K.
I hope it's donkey transformation stuff and not animal fucking. Let's see. I'm seeing a lot of just, oh. It's, oh, Drew.
And just scroll up. Did you see the video that was posted 42 minutes ago?
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever seen that, to be honest. Just up close and personal like that. But it's
fascinating.
Yeah, but then just every... like, and look at how frequently they are posting these things.
Definitely a...
And it is all the same thing.
Yeah.
It is just... one after another after another.
I don't support the... So the first not the same thing post is April 12th.
Yeah.
Which is furry art that I don't enjoy.
Yeah. Well...
and then back to business for a while. And then, oh... yeah, and then retweeting people posting memes of this is what it feels like to be a zoo on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
Just.
I hate it. Why'd you do this?
I don't know. But like,
you've ruined the podcast.
Some creep that I clearly follow on Twitter, like, reposted something.
Yeah.
Oh! This person reposted a certain somebody we know who made a weird video justifying their thing.
Did they?
And here it is right here.
Nice.
So that would explain a lot. But I mean.
How did I scroll past that? I didn't even see
it. I don't know. Because it was loading maybe when you got through. But long story short.
Oh, there it is.
Everything posted on this is just donkey and horse penises. And, yeah, like, not animated.
Not drawn.
Not fake.
Just legitimate.
And the only thing that this has, like, no.
No.
No, I'm in my head, I'm hoping that this is a person finding pictures on the internet and posting them, and
that's better than the alternative.
Somebody who owns horses and donkeys
and
every day going and taking
photo shoot time.
Yeah. But then if you look at the top, there is one pinned post that this is clearly a person who is very pro certain sexual acts between a man or woman.
Just a reminder to all the anti-zoos out there, zoophilia does not equal bestiality. How hard is that to understand? Answer? Kind of. Kind of hard to understand.
They're the same thing.
Hashtag zoophilia, hashtag zoophiles, hashtag zoo pride, hashtag zoophile pride.
They also have a website in their profile that I'm not clicking on.
Yeah, don't. Just don't.
They have 55.3K followers. They're only following 214, which is the right number. It's the right ratio.
It's a sick ratio.
But I can't believe how many people.
55,000.
Are following.
55,000 are following this. I don't like, okay, I'm also not going to click it, but I do like that the link you're referring to is zoo.wtf.
Yeah.
I'm going to click it.
Okay.
I'm assuming it's more of the same.
It's funny.
It's entirely less upsetting than the Twitter. It is a link to their podcast called
Don't promote it on here.
Are you ready?
Oh god.
It's really funny.
Okay. The worst zoo of our lives.
Zooier than thou. they called it that, they named it that on purpose.
They sure did.
It's,
So that is somebody,
that's a like, tough one.
It is a combination of living your best life and also Twitter Creep of the Week, because you clearly have discovered the one thing you really like.
Equine penis.
But also, you should be in prison.
Look, Drew, I don't know how hard it is to understand that zoophilia does not equal bestiality.
I mean, apparently very hard, because my brain can't
get wrapped around it. Multiple times a day, post and retweet pictures of equine penis, but I'm not doing anything with equine penis
unless you
besides the one I bought from Bad Dragon.
Yeah,
I'm doing a farm. Lot with that, or unless I own the farm. Hey, why buy the donkey when you've got the cum at home?
Yeah, why buy the cum when you got the donkey at home? That's what it is.
I could stick my head up a donkey's ass and see the cum, but why would I buy a brake pads? I don't know, Tommy Boy. Well, thanks for that, Drew. Any other cool stuff you got for us?
I mean, that was the Twitter Creep of the Week.
How about our rapist calling his accuser a liar?
Yeah, so there was some pretty interesting Vince McMahon stuff that came out.
He's trending on Twitter right now.
Is he really?
Oh, he fucked a donkey.
Oh, he's Zoe Du or whatever the fuck it was.
First of all,
I mean, Vince is actually trending.
Yeah, no, I know. I wasn't joking.
What? There, but all the trending stuff is not.
Hold on, did
Vince McMahon is selling his remaining 8.2 million shares of TKO stock. He's selling everything, all of his stock in TKO.
And I will need to verify this because it seems like it could very much be a lie.
Yeah,
but Nick Khan sold all of his shares.
Oh,
but that's just like one guy. Although the guy is verified, and it's really hard to get verified on Twitter. He has.
Is it Sean Gas Ross?
No, but I would like to see if so. Unconfirmed, last month the Janelle Grant lawsuit against WWE claimed that WWE CEO Nick Khan was instrumental in facilitating and covering up the fact that Janelle Grant was employed by WWE for the sole reason that she remained Vince McMahon's sex slave. Today, Nick Khan has sold all of his WWE/TKO shares. He will be making his exit soon.
Huh.
And then it quotes a. Or there's like an image file of text saying also listed as a seller is WWE president Nick Khan, who has also filed to sell what appear to be all of his holdings of 234,000 shares, an amount that includes restricted stock units, which the executive has amassed. Khan remains in his position at the company, according to someone familiar with the transaction who requested not to be identified because they aren't authorized to speak on his behalf. But I don't know if that's true.
I don't know until you see it from one of the like, you know, five real people. There's also somebody that said because we had watched the video earlier from the NFL draft of Tony Khan selling his neck injury from taking a Meltzer driver from the Young Bucks.
It's actually the Tony Khan driver now.
Tony Khan driver from on Dynamite. And then they talked about how they are the Pepsi of professional wrestling and WWE is the Harvey Weinstein of professional wrestling.
A really interesting mixed metaphor, but I like it. You see, we're like Pepsi.
Yeah.
And they're like Harvey Weinstein.
Here's somebody that says, reminder that Tony Khan forced a woman to sign an NDA in order to protect Chris Jericho and save AEW's TV deal. Also reminder that Vince McMahon is no longer WWE while TK downplayed the allegations and harboring multiple sex pests on his roster. We don't forget, Tony.
Oh, Tony's the bad guy.
Yeah. That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
They're saying, like, you're calling them Harvey Weinstein, but you protected somebody from who did a Harvey Weinstein.
He's more like Bob Weinstein then.
Yeah, the good one, the good brother.
Yeah, because Tony didn't do anything himself.
No, but Bob didn't know. Bob didn't know anything that his multi-billion dollar co-producer and brother,
longtime business partner,
had no idea.
That's why
he's not in jail.
He was as surprised as the rest of us weren't surprised. The one surprised man on earth, Bob Weinstein.
Yep. So I guess that means that Vince is like, has zero to do with anything WWE now, right?
Yeah. And $3 billion in cash.
Good for him. That he can use to spend on making his own new wrestling promotion.
I'd join it.
Did you see this? I mean, it's, again, it's just rumors. It's the internet. You can never tell what's real, what's not real. That he was in talks to buy Global Force from Jeff Jarrett.
What is the worth in that?
I don't know, but whatever he can get for it.
I guess.
Isn't the saying things like a company's only worth as much as you can get somebody to pay for it?
Yes.
So if Jeff Jarrett can get Vince to pay him $100 million for a Global Force, the rings, the lighting, the entrance, like all the stuff. Jeff Jarrett's done it once before. He did the job to a woman so that he could start a company that would later fire him. So yeah, I guess, does that mean like he's, because he's not on the board anymore?
No.
He just owns stock.
Yeah.
So now that he owns zero stock, he has nothing to do with WWE.
He's done.
He can never come back. I mean, you know, unless like...
They rebuy all the stock. Right? They probably wouldn't like him to do
I don't think they... That's only if somebody's selling the stock, right?
Yeah, I don't think there's a million shares of...
Just hanging around?
Unbought stock out there.
Just hanging around. Anyways, so the Vince McMahon stuff. So there is... I forgot that he has a Twitter. Ooh, a verified Twitter.
Nice.
Cool guy.
He's got that $9.
I wonder what he's posting. He's got 2.4 million followers.
That's pretty good.
He hasn't posted anything since April last year when the Endeavor thing went through.
Mm.
His last two tweets were the Endeavor purchase and at 77, time for me to retire. Thank you, WWE Universe. Then now forever together. Hashtag WWE, hashtag thankful.
Nice.
And then a sad post about Andre and then Jack. There's nothing good going on. And also I feel like it's somebody doing most of his social media for him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I can't find it. Cause now the problem is all of the things from today are burying all of the stuff from yesterday
or
the day before about the, I don't know. Let me see if I can find it real quick, but yeah, like, so pretty much his legal counsel, which we learned very funny. Did we mention it on pod?
I can't remember if we did, but a smaller indie promotion who have like some TV, but not national TV,
no.
MLW, sued WWE for antitrust because, what was the deal? They were going to be on the Reels network and Reels has a deal with Peacock. Or something.
Yeah,
and
something like that.
Basically, like, WWE pushed them off being on the Reels network.
Yeah.
So they sued them for antitrust, and they settled out of court because they definitely did the antitrust thing. They settled out of court for $20 million. And Vince's lawyers are now MLW's lawyers who won against him.
Yeah, smart.
Which is pretty cool.
Smart.
Because Vince's longtime lawyer of, like, 40 years who may or may that was ROH. I was gonna say who may or may not have left a threatening answering machine message at my house 19 or 20 years ago, but that was ROH's lawyer who said they were gonna ruin my life.
And they did. Look at your life. It's terrible.
Yeah, I did.
I wouldn't want to have your life.
I got a cease and desist.
Right.
From WWE.
Right.
Maybe there was a phone call, though. I can't remember.
That's so wild that they would care about, like,
yeah,
some dumb 20-year-old kid in Vancouver, Canada.
I was going to say...
Tape trading.
The fact it's not in the U.S. makes it so much more difficult for them. Like, I wouldn't have bothered with anyone outside of the U.S. selling their shit.
Well, and especially, I guess, because you were sending things into the U.S.?
Yes.
Probably why. But,
sure.
but our piracy laws and our, like, illegal downloading, like, it's not the same.
No.
So they would have a real hard time getting into the legality of
it
in Canada.
They would have to extradite me, first of all.
Which they wouldn't do.
Yeah.
So Canada's not extraditing you to the U.S. for tape trading.
Yeah.
For professional wrestling tape trading in the early aughts.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
So I did find the Wrestling Observer report, but I don't know that it's going to have any of the... the dirty dogs in it. But it's got... Mr. McMahon's legal team contends a binding arbitration clause exists in the NDAA Janelle Grant signed in 2021. McMahon filed a motion in District Court of Connecticut on Tuesday to compel the arbitrator of Grant's lawsuit. This means McMahon is asking the court to recognize the arbitration clause and send the matter to the private arbitration hearing with an independent arbitrator rather than litigation. Typically, a party makes this motion when it believes that mere mention of the evidence during trial would be highly prejudicial and could not be remedied by an instruction to disregard. So what he's saying is the stuff in the lawsuit's going to make me sound real bad, and I don't think that jury of my peers will ignore it if it's contested.
That's exactly what it is.
This is going to make me look like a total rapist because I am. I would like to cover this up.
Yes, please. I would like for people to not hear it.
The filing continues to allege McMahon and Janelle engaged in a consensual relationship and references the love letter she wrote to him in 2021 as proof of that.
Which was not written at gunpoint.
Or definitely by her. And not just handed to her and said, sign it and give it to me.
And like, it's, what was the deal? It's mostly plagiarized.
Yes.
From a 40s movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which, gee, I wonder who got into old timey things in the 2020s.
Who would be more likely to plagiarize from a 1947 movie?
A 40-year-old woman?
A 40 at most year old woman.
I think she's 42 now.
Okay. So 40-ish.
Late 30s.
Or a man who right around that time was advertising the most stupendous WrestleMania of all
featuring time. Madcap Moss.
Featuring Madcap Moss, and had recently debuted the faction of the Brawling Brutes dressed like Peaky Blinders.
Several paragraphs in the filing refute claims in Grant's lawsuit that she was in financial difficulty or was a full-time caregiver leading up to her relationship with McMahon. At the time of the parties met in 2019, plaintiff was not dealing with profound grief from her parents' death and struggling financially as described in her complaint, and she had not been devoting years to around-the-clock caregiving of her parents. Those statements are complete falsehoods based on a foreclosure action against the plaintiff and her parents. The plaintiff's father passed away on April 18th, 2017, 2 years before the plaintiff met the defendant, and his marital status was recorded as widowed, confirming the plaintiff's mother had passed earlier. Filing also notes that Grant was living with her fiancé during the time of her relationship with Vince, and that both parties were aware the other was involved in other romantic relationships. During the party's consensual relationship, plaintiff and
they were swingers.
Yeah. During the party's consensual relationships, plaintiff and defendants knew that the other was also involved in other romantic relationships. The plaintiff was living in Park Tower, a luxury multi-million dollar building in Stamford, Connecticut, and her longtime fiance, attorney Brian Goncalves. Plaintiff and Goncalves lived in the same luxury building as defendants. They lived in the same luxury building as the defendant, just four floors below when the parties began their affair in 2019. Plaintiff would often visit defendant at his condominium at all hours, including 2:30 a.m., to pursue their affair and return back to her condominium with Goncalves the same night. Gross. You would go to Vince's condo, he would shit on your head,
yep,
and then you would go home and get in a bed with your fiance.
Who couldn't look you in the eyes anymore.
The filing then notes both parties agreed to end the relationship in 2022 and an NDA was drawn up and signed. The agreement includes a clause that states the state's disputes would be resolved through arbitration. In fact, because the parties wish to preserve the confidential and private nature of any disputes under the agreement, they specifically provided the agreement that disputes would be resolved through arbitration. Plaintiff was represented by a lawyer who negotiated the agreement for her before she executed it. When defendant learned that plaintiff, despite her promises, had violated the agreement by wrongfully disclosing both the existence of the agreement and the relationship, he exercised his contractual right to withhold payment otherwise owed under the agreement. In response, plaintiff sought to harm him. She intentionally violated the enforceable contract with her solicitous, false, and defamatory public filing. However, the FAA and binding U.S. State Supreme Court proceeds.
Federal Aviation Administration?
That's what it says, FAA. The plaintiff's own agreement required that if plaintiff wishes to proceed with her fictitious claims, she must do so in arbitration, not in court, and that this action be stayed pending arbitration. So pretty much, I mean, the thing that sucks, and we said this when all this news broke, was like, we hope it goes to trial.
Yeah.
Like, we hope he faces a jury of his peers.
Yeah.
And something happens.
Yeah. Or even as much as it going to discovery.
Yeah.
Because that's when all the stuff will come out.
It is 100% not. They are going to settle out of court.
They are going to settle
out. That is why he sold all of his stocks, is so that he can afford legal shit and pay her. I mean, she's going to get paid a butt ton.
Yeah.
Like, she's going to make $100 million.
She's going to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
But goddamn, do I want it to go to trial.
I know, but that's the thing is, like, if I think... Maybe she didn't think, she thought that Vince would just kind of like roll over and like, but he's a tough, curmudgeon-y old man who's like not just going to fucking roll over and play dead. And she didn't really think that he was going to combat it. And I mean, the wild thing is that like, if they really did agree to that stuff, then that's the thing. I get where Vince is coming from, because he's like, the jury's going to hear this stuff and think I'm a monster.
Yeah.
And they'll ignore the evidence that they're bringing forward now, saying that, like, she knew and we agreed to do this in arbitration. Uh-huh. And blah, blah, blah. They're like, it almost does help Vince to have people know that.
Right.
Because it puts into question her side of the story.
Uh-huh.
But he would still lose.
Of course.
He would still lose.
Of course he would.
But like, I don't know. I feel like, hey, here's this written, signed agreement. She had a lawyer. She looked it over. We agreed to go to arbitration in a private setting for this. And now she's bringing it forward. So she broke the contract. But
I think he might have broken the contract first, because he stopped paying the NDA.
Ah, yeah, that's true.
Because that's true. He thought she was the one that brought those allegations in 2022, when it could have been anyone.
Could have been anybody. That's right. Huh. That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a real bummer that he doesn't go to jail and rot in a cell for 10 years and then die.
It would be cool.
Although I don't think he'd live 10 years in jail. I think he would live like 3 or 4.
I'm not sure what he's going to do lifespan.
Buy Global Force Wrestling and be in charge of wrestling until he's 103.
That's the thing. Like, I could see him living way too long. Like, I feel
a
like
real Kirk Douglas.
He's already like lived long enough that I think he is going to live long.
Yeah. Because well, didn't his mom live super long?
Yes.
Wasn't she like over 100?
His mom died like last week.
Yeah. And she was like well over 100.
73.
Right? I'm gonna look it up. I think she was like 102, 103.
Yeah. So those McMahons are from good stock.
Are they though?
Depends on by what metrics.
I mean, I measuring. Feel like Shane is made of glass.
And potatoes.
Yeah. And potatoes. boy. Give me Mrs. Vincent McMahon Sr.
Yeah. And then I found, while you're looking, I found one other Observer thing. Janelle Grant's lawyers have filed a motion to strike McMahon's statement.
Right.
Grant's attorneys called McMahon's statement inflammatory lies. Janelle Grant's attorneys have filed to strike statements made in Vince McMahon's preliminary response to the lawsuit. On Wednesday, Grant's attorneys filed a motion to strike against what they called inflammatory lies made in McMahon's memorandum. Grant's motion says that the statements made were used as a platform to launch vicious falsehoods attacking Janelle's moral character in an attempt to harass and intimidate her into submission, 100%. The motion further states, McMahon's easily refuted lies have no place in this case. It was not necessary, reasonable, or responsible to use a public filing to impugn Janelle's moral character. Indeed, McMahon's desperate attempt to distract from the legal substance of the motion highlight its weakness and the weakness of his overall case. This court has inherent power to strike a party's filings. Accordingly, Janelle respectfully requests that the court exercise that power to strike the motion's preliminary statement in its entirety and admonish McMahon and his counsel that such statements have no place in civil litigation. In a statement released, McMahon's lawyer, Jessica T. Rosenberg, issued a response to Grant's motion to strike. A plaintiff had no right to bring this case in a public court, but did so anyway. Now that she chose this public forum to falsely accuse Mr. McMahon, she wants to silence his ability to respond. She can't have it both ways. On Tuesday, McMahon filed a memorandum to seek arbitration. His statement vehemently denied Grant's accusations of sexual assault, abuse, and trafficking.
Yeah, by public and it says, by publicly filing her salacious, false, and defamatory complaint, plaintiff has brazenly and intentionally violated the binding contract to arbitrate. The complaint's outrageous claims of sexual abuse and coercion are pure fiction, plainly intended to garner publicity, and are flatly contradicted by plaintiff's own contemporaneous statements. Contrary to plaintiff's false allegations, plaintiff and defendant engaged in a consensual relationship during which defendant never coerced plaintiff into doing anything and never mistreated her in any way besides the head shitting, which we can all agree was a little much. McMahon resigned from TKO and WWE in January, shortly after Grant filed the lawsuit.
By his own choice.
Yes.
And not kicking and screaming, dragged out, like Jazz in The Fresh Prince. Victoria H. Hanner McMahon was born in 1920 and died in 2022.
102. Nice.
His dad was also married to a Juanita.
Ooh.
And then I forgot
spicy
how fucking terrible not only Shane's kids' names are, but Hunter and Stephanie's daughters' names are.
Shane's kids are like Rogan, yep. Declan, yep. And
Kenyon Martin.
Kenyon Martin.
And then Shane and Stephanie's kids' names are, and they're girls.
Bert, Ernie.
Aurora Rose.
Aurora Rose. That's tough to say.
Murphy Claire.
Aurora and Murphy.
Vaughn Evelyn.
Aurora, Murphy, and Vaughn?
Yeah.
I don't like any of those.
I hate them. And yeah, Shane McMahon's middle name is Brandon.
Brandon.
What a loser.
Man, imagine if he was a creep, too. Then he'd be some creep named Brandon.
So, imagine a creep named Brandon.
I can't.
I don't know a single creep named Brandon.
Not a one. Damn, all of Vince McMahon's grandkids suck.
Just have the worst fucking names.
Six shitty grandkids.
Six all the shitty.
Do you think he gets them nice presents?
You know what? Weirdly, I bet you he's a great grandfather.
Probably, right?
I bet you he's a real good grandfather.
Yeah.
I mean, the limited stuff I've seen with him interacting with Shane's boys.
Yeah.
He seems to genuinely be like, he like loves them and likes being around them.
Yeah.
I've never seen Stephanie and Tripp's kids.
He's not allowed.
He's probably not allowed. But yeah, I bet you he is a really great grandfather.
If my grandfather had $3 billion cash, I'd be expecting some pretty good presents.
Yep. Well, I mean, also too, like your parents also have a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
So it's not like Stephanie and Hunter are poor. And
for the record, he's saying McMahon's grandkids' parents, not my parents.
Oh.
My parents do not have a shit ton of money.
Your parents are billionaires.
I wish my parents had a shit ton of money.
I bet you they do, too.
I wouldn't be doing this stupid show if my parents had a shit ton of money. I'd be in the woods already having had the surgery.
You would already be in the mountains killing goats.
Yes.
Yeah. I would be falling off a cliff trying to kill an ibex and then dying, and then somebody would send me a video of falling off the cliff and dying like they always do.
You fuckers love falling off cliffs.
Well, that's the risk you take tracking your prey and pouncing from such a high distance.
Yeah.
Although, shout out to a friend of the pod, Mr. Steven Cruz, who sent me a nice snow leopard video where none of them fell off a cliff and died.
Awesome.
He sent me
a rare treat.
He sent me a YouTube video of just a 10-minute BBC video of snow leopards. Why are you not playing?
Not falling off cliffs.
Not falling off cliffs. Just being beautiful.
Nice.
Just relaxing in the midday sun.
Hanging out.
Yeah.
Yeah. As it should be.
As it should be. Yeah. So that was our Vince McMahon weekly update. Although we've gone a couple weeks of that one because nothing happened.
Yeah.
And now all that's left to do is the thing that everybody's here for, because this is what the podcast is about.
Because this is an anime podcast. Who saw this coming besides anyone who
frequents the internet constantly?
Yeah. Who saw this coming besides Adam, who told me?
Nothing like a couple of guys in their mid to late 30s and that's all.
And that's all.
Really getting into anime. Although getting into anime is a loose term because I don't like all of it.
I also don't like all of it, but I don't like that I like some of it.
I like some of it when it involves TF or sexy TF.
the two good kinds of anime, TF and sexy TF.
Well, I mean, you could have TF, like, you could have TF that's just TF.
No, I
agree.
And
that's pretty cool.
100%.
But then I also like the kind of TF where you're like, oh,
no.
Hello.
Yeah. No, I very much agree.
Yeah. I like the kind of TF where it's real vague about how old the characters are, but they're practically naked and also turn into like a bunny.
Yeah, real nebulous.
Or like a gopher or something. And you're like, all right.
Okay.
All right. You know what? They're animals and ages are different with animals.
That's true. In bunny years, she's definitely legal.
Oh, I almost died. I almost died.
The legality of bunny ears is great.
I can write that down, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Oh, that one hurt. I almost died. I almost died a little bit.
Oh, I got a little ab workout doing that.
Yeah. Thank God for my green apple Gatorade.
New sponsor.
God, it's so good. I think it is literally my
second favorite
flavor.
I was going to say.
Original yellow.
If you could only green do apple. Green or original yellow, would it still be original
yellow? It's still original yellow. Yeah,
yeah.
For sure. But this is a very close second.
What if you could only do red and blue?
I'd kill myself.
I see.
I would drink Powerade.
Wow.
Which I hate.
Wow.
But like the best flavors of Powerade are still better than red and blue Gatorade.
Yes.
Yeah.
Damn. When's the last time I had a Powerade?
Yeah. They're not good.
I'll tell you what was good. Long pause.
Long pause.
I got some long pause for you. You remember Allsport?
Yep.
Lightly carbonated. It was good.
I don't remember it enough to like.
I remember it enough, and I remember that it was good.
Wasn't there another one?
Sprite.
Nope. I feel like there was another energy drink that we had for a little while.
Don't forget what you're saying. Brief tangent.
Okay.
Stop telling me I can quench my thirst with soda.
Mm.
That is not how you should advertise soda.
When it's hot outside and your like body's really struggling.
I don't
and you're
want
like,
an ice cold Sprite. I don't want an ice cold Coke.
Yeah, I'll take a Coca-Cola, please.
No.
No.
It's sugar water.
It's sugar water. I mean,
and sugar water.
I mean, so is Gatorade. But
sugar water has its place.
Yeah.
But it's not thirst quenching. Mm-mm. It's maybe cold on a hot day, which is something, but you're still going to be fucking thirsty after you drink a Coke.
Yeah. You can still get the heat stroke.
Yeah.
It's not stopping you from getting the heat stroke.
Yeah. Anyway, other drinks.
Yeah. I feel like there was another one that was very similar to the smaller Gatorade bottles that just have the screw on cap. None of this business.
Yeah.
I feel like I had it a lot when I was like younger playing like baseball and stuff, but I don't remember what it was called.
And it wasn't Allsport.
I don't think it was Allsport. I don't really remember having Allsport.
Allsport, it was a little stubbier bottle, screw on cap, so like screw on plastic cap. 90s sports drink. I like calling them sports drinks too.
I mean, you drink when you're playing sports.
It's true. Okay. None of these are sports drinks. Hey, Reddit r/90s. Who remembers all sport?
It was Prime.
It was not Prime.
Oh.
Asshole. Getting a lot of all sport talk here in 90s sports drinks.
I like it. I like it a lot. Was it Orbitz?
No, but you remember Orbitz, right?
I do remember Orbitz. I remember you guys drinking that last Orbitz as
8
a gag.
8 years after they were discontinued.
And making you have diarrhea.
That was fine.
That was pretty funny.
It was pretty funny.
That was Blackie Jan's.
Yes, it was.
You and Dan?
Yeah, me and Dan.
I'm not seeing...
Josta was a good one. Josta was like the first energy drink I had. Had a kitty cat on it.
It's this one, and it did have a squirt bottle top on it.
Oh, you found your thing?
Aquarius?
That is 100% new to me. I've never seen that in my life. Maybe that was a suburbs only drink.
Ah, that was a Coquitlam exclusive.
Yeah.
How about a prime mint lemon?
No. Nor that.
Mint kiwi lemonade?
No. And also,
why are they putting mint in stuff?
Also, not the strawberry banana we saw today.
Hmm. KSI shirt.
I don't know if that's a real.
You don't know.
I don't know if KSI's Shart is a new Prime flavor. Although it wouldn't taste any worse than some of the Prime flavors.
Yeah. They're just really sugary. Yeah.
Yeah, they're really sugary and have no calories, which is worrying. Also, I saw something.
CP.
Yeah, but that's for another day.
That's every day. Every day is CP day for Scott.
Prime is someone said like Prime Energy. Uh-huh. I don't think like the sport, the hydration cans. Drink. Yeah. Is getting sued for having like more.
No good taste.
Like more like permanent stay in your body microplastics in it.
That makes sense.
In one can.
Than the ocean.
Than you're supposed to have in your whole life. But I don't know if that's true. Because, again, it's the internet, so...
I don't know.
But...
And a lot of people do hate Logan Paul, so you could just try and sabotage Logan Paul.
You could just say that.
Speaking of people who I like to sabotage, did you see that Mr. Beast has a chocolate bar in Canada now?
Ooh!
Do you think I've broken 100 of those bars?
I do.
I sure did.
Respect. Here's what I
Fuck Mr. Beast.
Here I'll say a rare positive about Mr. Beast. He has been very successful for someone so ugly.
Oh, he's so ugly.
He's so ugly.
He's the ugliest person. He makes Steve Buscemi look like a handsome man.
Yeah, he should have been in the Incredible Burt Wonderstone. Steve Carell, Jim Carrey, and Mr. Beast.
Do you think he's Mr. Beast because he's into Beast stuff?
Ooh.
Does he have a private chat on Telegram for Beast stuff?
Is he an at Zooey Donk situation?
Could be a Zooey Donk. Mr. Beast runs Zooey Donk.
How about Zooey Deschanel?
Okay.
How about
and she's into zoo stuff?
Yeah. How about Zooey Kravitz? Same thing.
I don't
see above.
Okay. I'm listening.
Do I have another one? Zooey Kazan?
Mm-hmm.
All, same as the other two?
Yep.
And is that all of them?
Zooey 101. That was that Jamie Lynn Spears, Nickelodeon. No. Disney Channel?
Did she get Schneidered?
I don't know if she got Schneidered. We should watch that get grossed out.
Yeah, if I ever get a chance to watch anything, I want to watch that.
I wonder if people would pay for us to watch.
Ooh,
and
yeah,
talk
guys,
about-
come on. Okay. We have a lot of fun on the podcast, but
we almost die laughing at Bunny Age of Consent, but
I mean, that was going to get me through the next week.
Yeah.
But yeah, look, we have a lot of fun, but let's get serious. We would love to watch and talk about the, docuseries, Quiet on Set. By the way, good title.
Good title.
It's.
You know why? Because
it's two things.
They'll get in just as much trouble as I would.
Because like when they're filming stuff, they say quiet on set. But also when Dan Schneider is sexually assaulting children and then tells them not to talk afterwards, that's also like being quiet on set.
Now,
like, I feel like you don't get it.
Now, here's why we need to watch it.
Uh-huh.
Because one, we need ideas.
We love ideas.
And two, did you miss my joke about when we need ideas?
Oh.
Huh.
I thought you just meant just things to do on this stupid show.
See, because...
But I'm with you now.
I don't have the information.
I was jokingly accusing you of not getting a very simple double entendre, but then it turns out I didn't get the joke that you were making.
Yeah, there you go.
I feel like a fucking idiot.
I I don't know that I know the full information, because in my head, Schneider was doing creepy things, but not doing sexual assaults. He was helping and covering up for other people in the company doing the sexual assault.
I think there's
in my head, that's what I
but I think also he was licking all of the children's feet.
Well, I mean, what does that really do?
I mean, when you're the producer.
Yeah. But see, that's why somebody needs to pay us to watch.
We want
to
learn.
The docuseries.
I believe it's 5 episodes.
Yeah. Like 35 minutes each.
Running time 43 minutes. So 5 by 43 is 215, which is 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
So that's...
That's a twofer. Twofer, Grace.
So look, let's this is serious. Let's actually get down to business.
Brass tacks
on this, folks. Brass tacks. T-A-X or T-A-C-K-X?
C-K-S.
Correct. You get to keep doing the show.
It's not taxes. It's not physical tax.
Yes, it is.
Do you know why it's called brass tacks?
I feel like I looked it up probably 10 years ago and forgot.
Oh, I also don't know.
Yeah.
That's why I was asking. I like doing that, where I lead in with thinking, like making you think I know what it is in hopes you do know. And then I go, correct.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly right. That's the answer.
I should remember that and always just make up an answer, because then you'll say yes.
Perfect.
But seriously, folks, we would like to... Someone hammering a fence post? Or just you making noise with your straw?
To bother you. I like to annoy. Anyways, continue your thought.
We would like to watch a docuseries on Hollywood pedophilia. Who wouldn't?
It's perfect for this podcast.
It's an us type show.
Yeah.
So please send us $300 American dollars to paypal.me/notscotthenson or paypal.me/sariansoftpaws, whichever one.
Pool your money.
Just
you can even pool it. You guys have a Discord now.
You have a Discord now. Get together and figure this shit out, okay? We want to watch this fucking thing. $300, we'll watch it, we'll talk about it, we'll get some ideas.
We'll keep our hands above our waists.
Hands above waist at all times, and everyone's going to have a nice time, okay?
Except for those kids.
So let's...
Especially, except for Drake, whatever the hell his name is.
Or Josh.
No, I think Drake was the one that got diddled. I think
Josh
was too fat to get diddled. No, I think he even said that. I think he said on a
really?
Podcast.
I wasn't
once,
a hot enough kid.
That I wasn't getting diddled because I was too fat.
Damn.
Whereas like Drake, he knows.
Drake was a catch.
He was a catch. Don't forget, you're the catch.
How about was it as were Zach and Cody both hot?
I don't
Did
know.
They both get
were
it?
They Disney? Yeah, I guess they were Disney Channel. Mm-hmm. That was Nickelodeon, right?
I think I think it's easier to make a list of who didn't get it. So Josh,
Josh, because he was too fat.
Yeah,
that's it. And
Raven.
Story. I don't know. Maybe they Bill, could. They could have gotten Raven.
Maybe Bill got Raven on Cosby Show. Maybe that was pre Nick. Maybe she was damaged goods by the time Schneider got to her.
I don't know.
Is
that
this
Bill,
too ugly?
I don't know that Bill was a pedophile. I think he was just a sexual predator.
That's true.
Unlike us, who are sexual and predators.
Yeah,
but we are not sexual predators.
But we are pedophiles.
But we are pedophiles. Don't say that. We are nothing like Bill.
We would never,
never
drug and assault an
adult
woman.
Human woman.
Huh.
1997 Berserk. That's what we're doing.
Yeah. So, the fine people at Dead Sane, by that, I mean the guy
named
Dead Sane. would like us to do a famous 1990s anime series, Berserk. There was a lot of back and forth on what to watch, because I'm going to have to at least have a look at the other versions and see what the deal is. Because, like, they did a 20-whatever episode run in 1997, and that's the series. Mm. And then 15 years later, they did some sort of kind of remaster, I guess, but it's 13 episodes called The Golden Age Arc. I don't know if that encapsulates the whole 97 series or just the first half or what. And then 10 years after that, for the 25th anniversary, there's the Golden Age Arc Memorial Edition. And I don't know how that is different from the 2012 or whatever. And then separately from all of that, they made an actual season two in 2016.
16, 17? Yeah.
I think.
For Netflix, I think, right?
Yeah. So... yeah, so I was originally just going to, left to my own devices, I was going to watch the 1997 series in Japanese, which is what I normally do.
Which is what I would have also done.
Yes. Dead Saint said the English dub is actually better, which I can definitely hear some purists screaming right now. Mm-hmm. And maybe I was one of them, but who am I to say no to the person sending us money?
But you shouldn't be a purist about it, because if you think about, like, Miyazaki often says the English ones are better.
Does he?
For some of the, like, older ones that have been, like, re-released and stuff, and sometimes he has said, like, the English ones are better. Watch the English ones.
Okay.
So if one of the greats is telling you that,
true,
then do it.
All right, I will. And Dead Saint is, of course, one of the greats.
One of the greats.
So, yeah, and also there's, I guess, sort of super cuts out there, which are the best of both worlds of the 97 and remastered versions or whatever. So he initially pointed me to one of those, which is just on YouTube, but is not available in Canada, which was frustrating. But I could see it on YouTube on my computer with a VPN, but I'm not going to watch 8 hours of YouTube on my computer. So that's not happening. I need to download it, put it on a flash drive, watch it on my television. Like a gentleman.
Like a gentleman.
Yeah.
That's not how I did it. I watch on the laptop, but whatever.
I don't have a laptop.
Well, too bad. Too bad.
It's like when my computer died and everyone's like, oh, did you get a new laptop? Yeah, No.
It wasn't a laptop.
I didn't have a laptop and I didn't get a new laptop. Do I look like someone who is performatively writing a screenplay in my local coffee shop for attention, or do I look like someone with a giant computer tower overheating at all times, stuffed to the brim with child pornography?
I mean, both, but definitely number two.
But definitely the second one. Yeah, I'm a desktop man. Get it? Don't get it.
But you're
twisted.
Not a top man. You're a desk bottom
I'm
man.
I'm a desk non-penetrative bottom man.
Yeah. Nothing goes in. But if it
and nothing comes out.
But you're on a desk.
But I'm on a desk.
Face down, ass up on a desk.
Just starfishing on a desk.
Starfishing on a desk. Falling asleep.
Now, where was I going with my laptop? Oh yeah. So I guess Dead Saint found the correct version somewhere else and sent it to me on Dropbox. But here's a feature of Dropbox I didn't know. If your Dropbox doesn't have as much storage as the person sharing the thing with you, you can't see it.
It's so weird.
So like it was trying to make me upgrade my Dropbox for money.
Yeah, pay $40 a month to upgrade
this. To see the thing that I was under the impression if someone just shared a thing with you, you could just get it.
Yeah.
Like Google Drive.
Yeah.
So so eventually that led us to Google Drive and he sent me the stuff. So I'm actually because the file names on this, they all say Berserk 1997. So I don't know if this is at the end of the day just the English dub of the straight up 97 series or if it is the supercut or whatever. I will
find out.
I will confirm that with him because we're just
confirm it and then deny it.
I will confirm it with him and then say the opposite.
Yeah. And then deny it to everyone else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're watching some version of Berserk. I think we're getting the gist of it. So it's fine. I'm curious what the differences are both in look or presentation or whatever. I think Here's a peek behind the candelabra. This was a rare, I might have said this last time, a rare anime series I had actually downloaded on my own before any
years ago.
Like a year ago, maybe.
Oh, look at you.
And of course, you're an anime nerd now. Didn't watch.
Yeah. Well, why would you?
Yeah.
Why would you download it and watch it?
You definitely have a better percentage of own and watched versus me.
Sure.
Whereas you're somewhere in the 90%.
Yeah.
Range. And I'm somewhere,
I think right now I've got about 10% that's unwatched, somewhere around there.
Yeah. Whereas I'm maybe the inverse of that. I'd say I've watched probably at best 10% of what I own on physical and digital media.
Are you counting all of the wrestling you own, though? Because I think with wrestling, it's probably a little higher.
I guess I've seen
25%.
I've seen more than 10% of my wrestling.
Yeah.
But yeah, 25 is probably close. And 10% of the rest.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds
like you have a problem.
I'll pass it on to my grand. It's not for me. It's for future generations.
So they can see how much of a pirate you were.
Yeah.
A butt pirate.
God, I'm the collector. Benicio del Toro?
Benicio.
Yeah. Who, what does he have? He's got a Howard the Duck. He's got that shiny Charizard.
Yep.
He's got, I'm trying to think of one female Guardian of the Galaxy name.
Gamora.
Gamora's pussy. Yeah.
I hope he doesn't have
a die-cast mold.
I hope he doesn't have the one thing I want, which is a framed poster of that Mark Jackson shot with the Menendez brothers in the back. That's all I want. That's all I want. Just that one picture. The collector's got it. Hit me up.
That one's sick.
It's so sick.
That's a good one.
It is so sick. Pre-murder Menendez brothers. Oh, it'd be wild if it was post-murder Menendez brothers.
Just hanging out.
Yeah. And I like the argument that only one of them's attractive. Like, there were people that were making argument that one of them's hot. Like, they weren't twins, right?
No.
They were like a year or two apart.
Yeah, they were regular brothers.
But they look fucking
similar. They look very similar. Yeah. Who's the one? I gotta look him up.
Gilbert Menendez.
For the MMA fans out there.
Yeah. I don't remember.
Let me see. Lyle and Eric.
Yeah, Lyle and Eric. Wow.
You know what?
Imagine being Lyle.
One is better looking.
The worst name.
One is actually much better looking. People are 100% okay. Right.
All right.
One looks like hot John Travolta, and one looks like an absolute chode.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
One's hot.
Yeah, one of them's got like a real dumb haircut.
Yeah,
and
like one cut his own hair.
Yeah, and one's got like a kind of almost a definitive jaw, like a nice jawline, and like coiffed hair.
Yeah.
You know what? The ugly one kind of looks like Kelly.
Yeah, it's the haircut.
It's the haircut. Yeah. He's got the Kelly hair.
Yeah, Kelly's hotter than him.
Sure.
Yeah.
And is probably a much thicker hog. But sure. It's the hair. Do something with that hair.
And the hot one has kept all of his hair. The ugly one is bald now.
They don't look ethnic.
They do not.
They look like white guys.
If you told me these motherfuckers were named Menendez, I'm like, get out of here. By marriage?
They married
Puerto Ricans and took their wives' names?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a matriarchal society.
Ah, yes.
That's why they can't vote.
That's why the Menendez brothers came up.
Applause for my own joke.
Not because they've been to prison.
Nope.
Because they took their wives' last names.
No, they were found innocent of the double murder of their parents.
Yeah.
But the taking the wives' names was a bridge too far.
A fridge too far.
Hey, Fetty.
I got a story for you. Yeah. A fridge too far. Well, I'm going to apologize to the podcast listening audience right now. We've come to the part of the podcast.
Is this the Crimes of the Future?
This is the Crimes of the Future podcast, part of the podcast. Call back to the beginning.
Yep.
Where my attention...
Somehow we predicted.
My attention span will be 50% podcast and 50% not the podcast. I warned Scott, probably too late. It was after we had already gotten together to go get food, that there is a very important National Hockey League playoff game starting at 4:30. And I told him I would try to pay attention to the podcast, but I made no promises. So when there's breaks in play, I will be very talkative.
And otherwise, we'll be somewhat checked out.
I'll do my hard. I'll try my hardest and do my best.
As long as you do your hardest, I guess that's fine.
I'll try to get hard.
As Vancouver loses game three of the first round of the NHL playoffs to the Nashville Predators because we don't have a goalie.
In Nashville, where we've been. We've been to this arena.
We have been to this arena.
We've met the cool mascot, Nash.
Apparently, they did a cool thing before the last game, where they like took an old like junker car.
They do that every single season. Every year.
Playoffs.
Every
though, right?
playoff year when yeah. they play a new team.
Yeah.
They get an old junker.
Yeah.
They spray paint it and clean it up real nice with the team of the opposing team's
yeah.
colors and logos on it.
Beat the shit.
And then people before the game, fans can like go in with like sledgehammers and stuff and just destroy the car.
Yeah.
They've been doing that for, because it's Smashville, baby.
It is Smashville.
It's Smashville. It's where you go to smash.
It's where you go to get smashed.
That's where you go to get taken to prison.
But for strip clubs, you actually want to go up to Kentucky.
Yes.
Because they have better laws.
Yeah. And full nude?
You can grab them.
By the?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Hair.
Grab by the hair.
Pussy.
Oh, pull them around.
Pussy hair.
Oh, gross. No, I like them smooth down there. So yeah, I will.
Baby, you like him baby style?
Yeah, I like him baby style. I will promise to give the podcast 58% of my attention.
Will you?
And when there's nothing happening on the TV, I will pay attention to the podcast.
Here, here's what I will ask of you, and let me know if you can agree to these terms.
I'm sorry, I'm distracted.
Will you give 100% of 58%?
Yes.
Will you give all of more than half
to the hockey?
You're giving 42 to
the hockey's
pod?
Getting 58.
Oh.
And the podcast is getting 42.
I see.
Anyways, continue. What were we talking about? Nothing's happening yet, so we can actually talk right now. It's just the before the game starts, so pray for me. Pray for Mojo.
So Berserk 1997. And now having watched 13 episodes, I actually want to go back and watch episode 1, because episode 1 happens is, let's call one present day.
Yeah.
The 2 through 13 so far
is
are not present day.
Yeah.
Like one is the most recent thing that's
yes.
happened.
Yeah, yeah.
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 So
yeah, it's weird cuz I was like, wait, wasn't he like missing an arm and an eye, and now he and then like he's a boy.
Yeah.
So like that stuff I knew was in the past.
Yeah.
But then when he's like a grown adult and things are happening, I'm like, oh, that's now. And then I was like, but I thought he was. I'm like, okay, yeah. whatever. I'm like, obviously I missed something.
Yeah.
And then that then didn't clue in until like way later. I was like, oh,
because
this is still the past.
Flashback. Yeah. So I don't know how long the flashback goes. I don't know if it goes until the second last episode or something. Or
I mean, I can spoil it for you because I watched further ahead than you. But no, I won't. I'll let you watch.
Does it? Oh, is it? Maybe it doesn't. Maybe this big flashback is the Golden Age arc.
So.
Or whatever.
Yeah, I think so.
Have we gone more forward in time? Somewhere between 13 and 19 or whatever.
Where I'm at, it's just a continuation of where we are.
Oh, okay.
So it's just still going.
Oh, okay. So yeah. So who knows? I guess eventually we get back to.
Who's to say?
To present day.
Who's to say? What's to say? Let's ask Dr. Dre. I'm gay.
Oh.
Well, we weren't asking that.
So, yeah, this might be the first. It's definitely the first anime television I've watched in English, I think. I don't know if I've watched the dub of anything else. I'm not even sure movie-wise what I've maybe seen in English. Miyazaki, but
I've seen some English Miyazakis,
but
sure.
I've definitely also, there's no English Miyazaki that I haven't also seen the Japanese.
I definitely watched the season one of One Punch Man in English because it was the only thing Netflix had at the time, I think.
Gotcha.
It was only in English.
I still,
and I think there might be a few other things randomly like here and there that like, I think when Attack on Titan, the first season, got put on Netflix, like, way back.
Yeah.
I think it was, maybe it wasn't only English, but I might have watched it in English for whatever reason.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't, I would rather read the subtitles and listen to it in Japanese.
Yeah.
But if it's a good, sometimes there's not options, or sometimes yeah. I'm, yeah.
And if apparently the dub is good, then great. I'm happy to do it this way. So what do we have? We're, I don't know, we find ourselves in a tavern or something.
Yep.
And they're like, hey, we're back, and we brought a girl to abuse.
No, the girl's there. The girl's like a waitress there. And they show up and they start kicking everybody out.
Yeah.
And they're like, this is our fucking pub now. And then they're like, hey, little lady, who clearly looks like she's 12, but is probably older.
Who's to say?
Why don't you service the table?
And then it's murder time.
And it's the only murders that happen the entire time.
Yeah. Japan loves their oversized swords.
They do.
Because Final Fantasy has one of those.
Yep.
Cloud Strife's sword is too big.
Yep. Yep.
Never played a Final Fantasy.
I played 11. And it was fine. It's real, like, you have to really like turn-based games.
Yeah.
And I don't really.
What's the horny one?
X2? X2. That's the one with the girls. With, what's her name? Rinku? Is that her name? Riku? Rinku? She's super hot.
Yeah?
I'd fuck her.
Did you fuck her?
I through the screen. I just mashed my dick on the screen, and she knew. She could feel it.
She knew.
That was actually where I got the red, orange, and yellow hair that I had for that one Versus the World from.
Oh, nice.
Was one of the characters in...
In a horny Final Fantasy?
In horny Final Fantasy. Or maybe, no, maybe that was 11.
Or that was an 11?
Ooh, I don't remember.
Actually, that's not. I have played one Final Fantasy game. I have played Final Fantasy Legend for original Game Boy.
Okay.
Which, from all reports, is just a Pokemon game.
Okay. Nice.
Nice. It has nothing to do with any Final Fantasy. I do like this Natural Predator's entrance.
They're skating out of a massive Predator head.
Yeah. And I also like that the Predator animal doesn't exist.
It's a saber-toothed tiger, sort of.
But, like, it's an actual saber-toothed tiger.
Yeah.
Like, tiger colors.
Yeah.
And those didn't exist.
No.
So, no. Good for them. But it's a Predator.
What's the actual name of saber-toothed tigers?
Saber-toothed cat.
No, but they had, like, a...
Smilodon.
Smilodon, yeah.
Which, honestly, it's funny. Cute. It's funny.
It's adorable.
Because they're smiling.
Because they're smiling with their big ass teeth. But granted, they don't have a choice. It's not like they can tuck those bad boys in their lips.
I mean, Seb can't either.
That's true, actually.
Yeah.
A lot of cats can't, actually. Yeah.
He's got some big pointers.
Yeah. Suck them in.
Yeah. I like whenever he rubs your hand, you're like, no teeth. I'm like, there's going to be teeth.
You're like, you're getting teeth. They're
like,
he's all teeth.
Yeah, like, he can do it slow, so, like, it's not a lot of teeth, but there's going to be some teeth. Yeah,
he's going to drop blood one time.
They're outside of his mouth.
Yeah, I know. He does have big teeth.
Yeah.
He's going to drop blood one time. He's going to go right along the side and just go, pfft. Yeah. I mean, he killed your brother. What, you think he's not going to do any damage to my hand?
It's true.
Yeah, anyways, murder time.
Yeah, so it's murder time, and then... Then we, shortly, I guess we get some more, like, real battle-y stuff after that. I did write, I'm always a sucker for horses getting cut in half.
Yes. I think they even make a comment about that, don't they?
They're like, Jesus Christ. They're like,
Jesus, he even cut his horse in half.
Yeah. Big fan of that. Berserk, Game of Thrones, whatever you want, any which way you want to cut a horse in half.
Any which way but loose.
I'm on board.
I agree.
So then the episode one ends with him sort of fighting a final boss type, which we don't really have a lot of information about. I'm trying to remember because it's the first thing I watched, and then a bunch of different stuff happened after it. Did the bad guy have the little red necklace guy, the Egg of the King?
Is that what it's called? Egg of the King?
It's also...
A demonlet or something, right? Wasn't that what it was?
Yeah, Baylet.
Baylet.
Yeah. Baylet.
Yeah.
And yeah, so like that's what it actually is. And then colloquially, it's something like...
Something like that.
Yeah. I'm going to search Egg of the King and see...
Egg of the King. So the guy...
Egg of the King necklace. It is Egg of the King.
I think his name was Barrett.
Oh, shit, you could buy a real one. Are we going to be Berserk guys?
No, we're not Berserk guys.
I don't like that it has a weird little face.
The guy's name was Baron.
Yeah.
And his equipment was Cobra related.
He was Cobra Commander.
He was Cobra Commander.
Yeah.
And then he got his shit wrecked.
Yeah.
And you're he's Dunzo.
He was a regular creepy guy. Yeah. But he had cool Cobra Commander armor.
Yes.
And yeah, then he got a shit wrecked. And then he did full big snake TF.
Yeah.
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 And then got a shit wrecked again.
He was a Cobra Man.
He was a Cobra Man.
Yeah. He had arms, legs, Cobra head, tail.
Yeah.
Which, how does that work?
Don't know.
I guess the amulet, maybe?
Seems greedy.
Seems very greedy. Also, you shouldn't have arms and legs if you're a Cobra.
Oh, that's the thing. If you're going to be a big Cobra, it seems like you don't get arms and legs. Oh.
Sorry.
Same way if you're going to be...
Killing Bites in this, got it wrong.
Yeah, if you're going to be a big equine person, you got to deal with fucking hooves.
That's true. No hands.
Yeah.
No hands at all. You don't get to grab things.
Nope. No more grabbing.
clank them together while you pick things up.
Just
big teeth.
Just feebly... big teeth, yes. Big
that
teeth,
person could take pictures of you for their Twitter account.
Just feebly clopping at stuff.
Yep. Yep, have to eat all of your food through a straw. Yep. Sucks to suck, buddy.
Yep.
Don't pick horses.
Be a better animal.
Pick a horse, you're dumb.
Yep. Look, this is just us slashing out at Adam for knowing that this would become an anime podcast as soon as we started to take a request for money.
Yeah. So he cuts down the Cobra Man.
Yeah.
And gets
his thing.
The cake of the gods. And then do we go back?
That's basically
then we go to his backstory, episode. Right?
Yeah.
So his name is Guts.
His name is Guts.
Guts.
Pretty cool name.
And he's like the greatest warrior in the land.
He's a good fighter.
He's missing an eye and he's got like a robotic hand that he uses to blow up the Cobra.
Oh, breaking news, Andrew. Stop the presses.
Somebody paid for us to watch the Nickelodeon documentary.
That would be weird because this isn't live. Real weird. I would have made a bigger deal about that, actually.
You would have screamed.
But I have been told from the fine people at gov.bc.ca that a COVID-19 vaccine is available for Scott Henson.
Oh! And? You getting it in your butt this time?
Yeah, I'm getting it. Gotta be number 13 at this point.
Nice. For a very real thing.
I quit at 3.
I also quit at 3.
3 was enough.
I made the appointment for 4 and then afterwards was like, why?
What am I even?
And then I didn't go.
Yeah.
So I kind of screwed somebody out of getting a vaccine.
I mean, but you screwed someone out of getting their 4th.
Yeah.
I don't know how long the line was.
I think I would have stopped after 2 if I knew about it.
I think I would have.
I still got sick. I got sick after 2.
I got sick.
And I got sick after, like, well after 3.
I got sick after 3.
So didn't do a lot.
No.
My brain almost boiled itself the first time. And the second time I was just very sleepy.
That's what I was for my one time. Yeah. It was like a nice break.
It was.
I had
it was like
a,
COVID. I missed lockdown.
Damn, I need COVID back.
I really want COVID back.
Okay, here are facts I know. 1, COVID's fake. 2, I want COVID back. 3, I had COVID.
You're the best kind of people.
These are all true statements.
Is number 4 in that list, fuck Trudeau?
No, I like Trudeau.
Oh, okay.
Trudeau gave me a bunch of free money.
That is true. But if you have the opinions of those other 3,
yeah,
then you kind of need to have that as the 4th one.
I think no.
You can't think COVID's fake but have also gotten COVID
and like
not
Trudeau.
Hate Trudeau.
Yeah,
that's how it works.
Okay. You can't pigeonhole me.
I can pigeonhole you. I pigeonhole you all the time.
No, that's a different.
Oh, that's a different kind of holing. Well, good news. We're less than a minute in and they haven't scored yet. So that's always good.
Okay.
Anyways,
go Preds.
So yeah. So we go to the past.
Yeah.
And we get the backstory of Guts.
Yeah.
So he was like a young boy taken in by a group of mercenaries.
I don't know if the initial people were mercenaries. I think they were just dudes.
Just dudes. Just a young boy hanging out with dudes.
And like the main dude was Gambino. Cool name.
Yep. Gino Gambino.
Gino Gambino.
Little known fact that the part-time member of Bullet Club was also the leader of a crew in Berserk.
And we don't have a ton of information about them, but he was like his father figure / mentor. And then I guess Guts got too good at fighting.
Yes.
And he got jealous of him.
Yes.
and was just going to kill him one day.
Yeah.
In his sleep.
But then that didn't work out for him.
And it didn't work out, and...
And Guts straight up killed
Guts
him.
Rammed a sword through his chest, and then all the other dudes chased them off into the night.
Yeah.
And then, then he was just kind of hang. Then he sort of went Russell Crowe fighting around the world.
A little bit.
And found himself in some battle at a castle where he took on, like, the champion of another faction, basically. And in a very close call, wrecked the other guy's shit, but... he could have fairly easily got his shit wrecked too. And I guess word got out about that victory. And then that's how he linked up with Griffith. And
Maybe Griffith didn't see him in the fight. Somebody saw him in the fight and told Griffith.
Yeah,
you're right. Yeah.
Because what do we got? Episode 2. Was my first note for episode 2.
The, the Band of the Hawk?
Band of the Hawk.
Band of the Hawk, yeah.
Which is, so there's a beautiful man named Griffith with long white hair and soft features.
Sleek and twinkish.
Yeah. Who, leads a...
Band of mercenaries.
Yeah, a pretty successful one.
Yeah.
They do good work. Because one of my first notes for episode 2 is this guy hitting on me?
He's flirting with you through the screen from almost 20 years ago. almost 30 years, yeah.
Yeah, and I also wrote, so was the first episode the climax of the show and now we're back in time for a while? Well, 13 episodes in, yes.
I'm wondering if the first episode is after the climax. Like, it's...
Well, I'm sure there's going to be...
Post-climax.
A climax related to this time frame that we're in, and then we'll eventually make it to the future or present day or whatever. My first note for episode 3 is, I would describe Griffith as lithe. Also, I'm gay now. And so is Guts. So... Griffith, basically,
wants Guts to join the group.
Guts doesn't really have interest in it. No.
Griffith won't really let him leave him alone, right?
Yeah, and Guts is like, how about I doink?
How about I doink?
How about we smoke doinks out in Amish? How about I don't join your group and in fact I kill you? And he's like, all right,
try it,
let's fight,
try it, bitch.
Griffith is even better at fighting than Guts, and he's like real fancy about it too. Like, he jumps on top of Guts's sword and like slaps him. Guts beats him and like could have killed him but doesn't. And is basically like, well, I guess you're mine now and you have to join.
You're my bitch now.
Yeah.
Wasn't Griffith naked?
There was like a shower scene at some point.
Oh, okay.
It was naked in the fight.
Weird nudity fight is what I wrote. I don't know where that came from.
I assume it's where I wrote, is this guy hitting on me?
Oh, maybe.
I don't know how much fighting there was there, but there was definitely like a washing up scene where, Griffith was just like showing him his bare balls, back, and butt.
Well, as one does.
Yeah. It's called presenting.
In their culture. It's called medieval times. Even if fictional, that's what it was like in medieval times.
Yeah.
And then everybody's naked all the time.
And then I think we get a few like double flashbacks to when Guts was younger. I think it's when he gets chased away by the first group of guys he was with, and then comes upon like a pack of wolves, and I'm like, hey, dog friends. And then, hey, dead dog friends, because he has to kill all the wolves.
He massacres a group of wolves.
I'm like, all right, it's a pretty cool show after all. So where do we go from there? He's with the mercenary group, the Band of the Hawk, and they're getting hired for like increasingly higher profile missions because they're so successful.
So, yeah, they're so good at what they do.
At what they do. And then eventually they, there's in this world there's basically like 100 years war going on between, I believe, Midland and the Tudors. I don't know if it's the,
it's Midland if, for sure. I don't yeah. remember what the other one's
called. I think it's literally Tudor. Like, I think it's some Henry VIII shit, but, I think it's just different Tudors. But yeah, so they're, I guess they've done such good work for Midland that Midland actually makes them part of their actual military.
Well, I think he doesn't. He just but don't they just ask them to represent them as their army?
Yeah, but like they're no longer they're no longer mercenaries per se. They're like full time. Like they're basically they've become knights of this.
But the other army is still mercenaries.
The other army still employs some mercenaries.
Yes.
And I like literally while they're like having the ceremony to get knighted, Guts is outside doing like weighted bat warm-ups. Yeah. Like he's on deck.
Yep. Well, you gotta be ready.
That's true.
Got ready for that cleanup spot. Bases are loaded, bottom of the ninth.
Yeah.
You're coming in, you're fucking Barry Bonds.
Pressure's on.
Yep.
Your soccer
team. Or that one time that Bartolo Colon hit a home run. Always gotta be ready. I don't want to get off topic, but remind me to talk to you about the Saudi Pro Baseball League when we're done.
Ooh.
Because it's fucking nuts.
They're doing a baseball live golf?
Yeah.
Nice.
But with guys that are sort of washed up. Like Yasiel Puig plays there.
Ooh, I love a
Puig. And Bartolo Colon, who is 53 or something.
And just as fat?
And just as fat.
Maybe fatter?
Maybe fatter.
Dare I dream? Dare I dream of an even fatter Bartolo Colon?
I mean, if you want, that one home run is pretty fucking sick, though.
It's the best.
He is 50.
And fat.
And fat.
I love a fatlete.
Baseball United is what it's called. It's a Baseball Middle East United. And South Asia league in Dubai.
Shout out to Saudi Arabia for just all the nonsense.
All the nonsense.
Just trying
to so much money they don't even know what to do with it.
Yeah, and most of it being spent in service of distracting us from human rights violations.
Yeah. Well, what else are you supposed to do with it?
Like, it's cool that sports washing is a term that needs to exist. Never before in human history has a culture needed to erase human rights atrocities with sports.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they practically own the English Premier League.
Yeah.
Like, everything about it, well, I mean, it's not really called the EPL anymore, but, the English Premier League, English is in quotes, because the teams speak English, but there's nothing English about it.
Yeah.
It's all Saudi oil money.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And Tony Khan.
Which is Pakistani oil money. I always forget they're Pakistani, not Saudi or Arab.
So they're some of the good ones.
They're some of the good ones.
They're the ones that hit Osama.
Yeah.
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 The good ones.
The protectors. They are the protectors.
Protectors. I love all the porn that Osama was found with.
Yep. Well, he's a cool guy. He knows what's up. He spent some time in Europe in the 70s.
Yep.
Being a cool progressive guy, hanging out with his family in Paris,
being a wigger,
he fucking knows. He only got weird when he got older.
That's true.
Yeah,
yeah. I guess he was chill in his younger days.
He was.
Yeah.
But that's the thing is a lot of the Middle East was more chill in the 70s and 80s. So,
but
it was the end of the 80s when the Soviets got involved.
Yeah,
that everybody became assholes.
60s Iran is the craziest thing. 60s Iran was just the same as 60s America.
Yeah. Women didn't have to wear anything.
Everyone's in bell bottoms.
You could drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
even
then,
though the Quran says they can't.
Yeah. Which you should listen to, honestly.
Yeah. But yeah, it was a real cool place. And then
it's so crazy.
The fucking Soviets were we're going to take all of this. And then they started to hate the white people.
Yeah.
And then even though the Americans helped them, they're you're all the same.
Yeah.
Which is you're all the same. Iraq, Iran, whatever. Yeah.
I think it's fair both ways.
IR, it's all the same.
Yeah. That's true. They're very similar names.
Yeah, they are. four letters, you'd get confused really easily.
Very confused.
Very confused.
And similar flags, I think.
Similar enough, yeah.
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 Too much.
Too much.
Get it together, Middle East.
Yeah. They'll never get it together.
I mean, I mean, Iran is currently really getting it together.
Yeah, well, let's not get involved in those kind of politics.
No?
I mean, I don't want to say I'm pro-Iran in this on this podcast, in this political environment.
But I'm pro-Iran.
But I'm anti-Israel.
That's fair. I think that's perfect...
I'm not cheering for Iran.
Yeah, but I'm cheering against
Israel.
So anyone who wants to jump in...
You can form your own opinions on my opinions.
Yeah.
But what I'm telling you is I'm against the people who are against Iran.
Yeah, like any country who wants to jump in anti-Israel, I may not love everything about your country, but we're going to agree on
we're going to have one thing in common.
Yeah.
And that's it. One thing and only one thing.
Yeah?
Yeah. No.
I bet you can find...
No, it's probably common ground.
Five things.
I bet you it's common ground.
Yeah. You like falafel?
I don't mind falafel.
You don't like women driving?
I like crab juice.
You like crab juice? You hate Mountain Dew?
I hate Mountain Dew, yeah.
See? We're not so different, you and I.
Yeah. Cut from the same cloth.
So what do we... Yeah,
so... Do we talk about his amulet yet?
No. So Griffith has the same weird red sort of heart-looking, but also sort of has a face. It's got like a nose and an eye that opens sometimes.
Yep.
Didn't like that.
Well,
It's
a shrunken head.
That Cobra Commander had in the first episode,
yeah.
Unclear if it's the same one or if there's a bunch out there. Griffiths was given to him by a fortune teller.
Yep.
Who said it would basically
grant all your wishes,
protect him from all evil, and at the end of the day, he would essentially have the power of a god and be the king of kings. So that's not a bad thing
for a
random gypsy to give you.
Nope.
Are we still doing gypsy? Or are we doing Romani?
No, we're doing gypsy.
Are we doing?
We're not that progressive.
Are we doing unhoused person?
Oh.
They missed the goal.
They had a good opportunity and they fucked it up.
Hmm.
It's like we're going to lose or something. Anyways. Yeah. So yeah, I think it's the same one. I mean, it looks the same.
Yeah.
But
who knows if they were mass produced or not.
Yeah.
So yeah. So one of their first missions as official, Knights in Satan's service, kiss.
Nice. Nice.
Is this storming of like some supply type castle another one, which is going mostly fine until they get to the guy inside, name of Zod.
Yeah. Immortal Zod is what they call it.
Either Zod the Immortal or Nosferatu Zod.
He looks like the devil.
Yeah. Well, first up, he looks like kind of an orc. Kind of a cattier orc.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit.
But like not all the way human. Like humanoid.
Yeah.
But not like definitely not like to the point where, because there's been nothing per se supernatural in the show so far, right?
Not really, no.
Yeah. No. So, or nothing even like, or even any fantastical creatures or anything. So, like, to the point where when the humans in this show see Zod, they're like, holy shit!
Like, whoa!
What's this motherfucker?
Yeah.
So, Zod wrecks, like, a whole bunch of their army.
Yeah, they're stupidly run in.
They're just running in, mowed down. Two at a time and getting their heads chopped off. Guts goes in and fares better, although Zod's winning.
Zod's doing his best to win.
But he gets a couple good licks in on Zod.
Yep.
And then Zod's like, all right, enough of this.
Yeah, I'm done with this.
I'm going to do a big old TF.
Yeah.
To sort of a horned lion devil.
Yeah, I guess.
It's like it kind of a liony face, like big bull, like bull horns.
Yeah. Red skin
tail.
Super jacked.
Cum gutters. Abs on abs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
10 pack.
Hold on. I was watching the only good mascot in the NHL, Nash, dance on top of a Canucks painted car.
They painted over the N in Canucks with an S, so it says
Canucks. They fucking got us.
Got our asses.
Smashville, baby. So yeah, so then new cooler Zod is about to basically rip Guts in half.
Yep.
He's like got him by both arms. And then
kisses him.
Griffith comes in. Oh, and we haven't mentioned like sort of the number three in the mercenary group is a black question mark girl.
Yeah. Casca,
who is perpetually pissed off.
Yeah. She's on her period 24/7.
Yeah. She seems...
You would think she's an angry lesbian, except...
Except she's...
Not.
She's horny for dick.
She's horny for gay dick.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So, maybe she's lesbian. No.
Do lesbians like gay dick?
I guess.
Yeah, so she's basic, because Griffith sort of takes... Even Guts is sort of a barbarian. Like, I get the... Presumably the reason it's called Berserk is because he's a Berserker-style fighter.
Yeah.
Just like, all offense, no defense.
No, yeah. Don't even bother.
Go ham all the time.
Try to kill everyone and everything.
Yeah. And Griffith has taken to him right away, and she's sort of jealous of... Guts is the way it comes off,
yeah,
at any rate. So Griffith comes in and they do at least saves Guts for the time being of being ripped in half, and they get a few shots and they cut off Zod's arm, and then Zod picks up his arm and puts it right back on, at which point you say, oh, I don't know if they're going to win this.
I don't like your chances.
Zod just like grabs Griffith and throws him as hard as he can against the stone wall and nearly kills him. And then basically gives Guts a prophecy. He's like, essentially, what? Like, this person... You think is your friend when his ambition crumbles, you'll be the first to die. So, you can't escape your doom.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
And then sprouts wings and flies out through the ceiling.
Well, that's what you gotta do.
While the army waiting outside goes, what the fuck just flew out of the ceiling? We live in a world where only humans exist.
There are not monsters and creatures here. Yeah. What was that?
Like, Zod was basically a legend.
He was the Mothman.
It could have been a Mothman.
Zod was Mothman. Yep.
Is that a good movie?
I don't know. I don't know the last time I saw it was.
I remember when it came out. People were like, this is the scariest movie that's ever happened in cinema. And
somebody could pay us for Mothman.
And because of that, I was too scared to watch it.
Oh, because
I'm scared of scary movies.
I've seen it once, but I don't remember anything about it.
Is Richard Gere the Mothman?
No. He's the guy
who's going to get that damn Mothman.
Maybe. Or like maybe he's investigating people saying they've seen the Mothman, but like, I think the Mothman is an allegory for something.
The like, Holocaust.
Could be the Holocaust.
Yeah.
Couldn't even kill that many dogs if you wanted to. I feel like...
Drew, over 150,000 Jews were killed in the Holocaust. Do not make jokes about it.
Over.
Over.
Yeah. I feel like it's something about like grief and loss and death, and it's like an omen or something. I don't know that there's actual, I can't remember, but I don't know if there's actually a physical Mothman that does spooky shit. But again, I haven't seen it since the early aughts.
Yeah.
So maybe somebody should just pay for us to watch the Mothman.
And the deal
prophecies.
With the Mothman was like, he doesn't directly do stuff to you.
He's
like a portent or an omen of like,
This
bridge is going to collapse.
Yes.
Yeah.
2002.
Good year.
Well, I gave it 3.5, but also I just logged things that I remember I'd seen.
Sure.
So
did you write a review?
No. Couldn't tell you. Anyways, why are you not talking? Continue talking, madam.
I was just deciding if I was going to make a Richard Gere joke, but it seemed like low-hanging fruit.
Hmm.
I think he's been through enough. I think enough things have been through him. Is that a good joke?
I don't think they've gone through, but in.
In a bit.
In a bit.
In a bit and then out.
Hmm.
That's a mean rumor.
It is, and I don't know why he deserved it.
Yeah,
because he's like
people like Richard,
but
Gere.
He's also kind of like, you know, he's an outspoken activist for like peace and freeing Tibet.
Yeah,
and like, you know, like he seems like a pretty nice. He's what Sean Penn thinks he is.
That is a nice way to put it.
Yeah,
they're calling him likable Sean Penn.
Likable Sean Penn. Yeah. Sean Penn thinks he's saving the world by making his artsy fartsy, like anti-government, anti-Republican movies. Whereas like Richard Gere's just like in Tibet with the Dalai Lama, like being nice,
yeah,
and trying to help them stave off the Chinese government.
He seems like a nice guy.
I bet you he is actually pretty
and
nice.
And it's mean people said the gerbil thing.
And he's in Hachi, which is like the saddest movie ever.
True.
Have you seen it?
No.
Ooh, you should see it and cry.
Dead dog?
No.
Dead cat.
Dead guy.
Oh, who cares?
Well, and then the dog's sad because his friend is dead.
Oh, no.
and the dog goes to the train station every single day waiting for his owner to come home from work.
Now, I've seen the Futurama and that's enough forever.
It's exactly the Futurama. And it's based on a real thing.
Yeah, that's right.
It was like a Japanese guy who died, and then the dog would go to the train station every single day and just sit there and wait for him.
Nope, you lost me.
Super sad.
Not going to do it.
Yeah.
What? Sean Penn is making a thing.
Yeah, we looked it up. It's a documentary about the Jamal Khashoggi thing.
Oh, it's Khashoggi.
Yeah,
okay.
We looked it up.
I couldn't remember what the topic.
Yeah. I think we looked it up last week when we were in the car or something.
Yeah. Anything? No, they're not saying much about it. War through the eyes of animals is whatever. Although maybe that's not the thing. He's got various things in production because, you know, he's got his fingers in a lot of pies.
Trying really hard.
Yep.
He's got to try real hard to be likable.
Is the hoax good, Richard Gere?
I like it.
I liked it too.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, it's been a while since I've seen it.
Yeah, it never got much play, but I saw it at the theater and enjoyed it.
I like...
Alfred Molina?
Alfred Molina.
Yeah.
I like Arbitrage, even though a lot of other people don't.
I haven't seen Arbitrage.
I like...
Dr. Teeth and the Women?
I was thinking that one, but I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it either.
Dr. Teeth and the Women? He's a horse doctor?
Oh, I thought the guy from the Muppet Show.
No, what's the one I'm thinking of is...
How come the hockey net's not where the hockey net should be?
I don't know. There's dudes, some fighting.
Bunch of savages, these hockey players.
They're not much savages. No. Now I lost my train of thought.
Richard Gere.
Yeah. What's the one with him and Ed Norton that you like? That I also like. That you watched somewhat recently?
Primal Fear.
Primal Fear. Yeah.
Great.
That one's really good.
It's great.
That one's a really good movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, I haven't seen The Hoax in a really long time. I haven't seen Mothman Prophecy in a really long time. So I don't know if they're actually good or I just think they're good.
Yeah.
Again, pay for us to watch Richard Gere movies.
Yeah. But first, Quiet on Set.
Maybe we'll even give you a 2-for-1. Maybe.
We could do a Gere.
We'll think about it.
But
you didn't take us up on our last 2-for-1 because you're cowards.
I guess
all of you are cowards.
I guess you still can, but new priority one is Quiet on Set.
Yes, agree.
But if you've got another $250 after that $300 for Quiet on Set,
we'll talk about it.
Then we'll do one of the one of the Fracture double features,
mm-hmm.
or Richard Gere double feature. We'll do Fracture and. What's the other one?
Instinct.
Or Fracture and Blades of Glory. Or two Richard Gere movies.
You're literally getting 2-for-1, people. Well, 2-for-1.5.
Two for one and three quarters. 2-for-1 2/3.
Yeah.
It's the deal of a lifetime.
It is the deal of a lifetime. It really is.
Quite Unset is full price.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, full price.
That's $300.
That's a lot.
But look, it can be done, people.
Mm-hmm.
Dead Sane paid more than that by himself for Berserk.
And you don't want to be, we don't want to be worse than
You don't
Dead
want to be
Sane,
worse than Dead Sane, do you? We love you, Dead Sane.
We do. Do a better job, everybody else.
Very much appreciate this.
You're letting us down, except for you're not.
Some of you are.
Yeah. Some of you used to give us a lot of money for a lot of requests and then have just kind of stopped doing requests.
Some of you have the balls to call yourself PayPig, despite not having given us a dime in who knows how long.
A year?
And the last time you gave us a dime was to watch a racist movie.
It was a pretty good racist movie.
It was pretty good.
It wasn't a good racist movie. It was a bad racist movie. I that's fine. You can pay us for that, but stop calling yourself PayPig.
Yeah. So,
We're talking about Casca, right?
We're just getting her in the mix. Zod fucks off. He definitely could have killed everyone if he wanted.
100%. I don't know why he didn't.
So chill. I don't know, because he's chill.
Because the prophecy. Ah!
Goal Vancouver.
Suck it, Nashville. Anyways.
Now, I don't follow hockey that much.
Yeah.
But Vancouver isn't certainly not known for getting an early lead and then blowing it.
No, not really.
No, that's not like a famous Vancouver trope that they've been doing for the better part of 15 years?
Maybe 20.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure that's not a thing. So that
they give 150% of 100% for two periods.
Yeah.
And then they give 100% of 10% for the rest of the game.
Yeah. That's about right.
All right. We're good.
So, yeah, so Griffith is all fucked up from getting thrown against the wall really hard.
Yeah.
Casca's all pissed at Guts for, I don't know,
getting just involved.
What else is going to happen?
Well, like, if Guts doesn't get involved, then the rest
then
of the army gets
dies. Murdered. Yeah. So,
like, he went to try and stop them from getting murdered.
Yeah, so shut up, basically.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, back at King's Court, all the lords and nobility are all, like, kind of jealous and resentful of these commoner mercenaries who have, like, been made
heroes.
Knights. And it's just, like, all these catty fops gossiping, basically.
Yep.
Like, they're all the bald eunuch from Game of Thrones.
That fucking
bitch. Yep. Yeah. They're all that guy. In fact, one guy straight up looks like that guy.
He does. Yeah, he does. And there's one, like, main lady.
Yeah.
Yeah. One main bitch who's, like, their ringleader.
Yeah. We're introduced to the princess.
Yeah.
And they clearly sort of set something up between her and Griffith. Like, the knights and lords are like, stay the fuck away from her. And he's like, all right, fine. And, but then she, like, trips and he saves her from falling. And they're like, what do we just say? He's like, oh, sorry, I should have let the bitch fall.
My bad.
Yeah. And so I wrote, ooh, this would be a lovely child bride if Griffith wasn't clearly gay. What are you going to do?
That is definitely a note that I have for the second half of the season, that something very funny happens and I will.
Ooh, is it?
But too, I can't say it now.
Is it too spoilery?
A little bit.
Damn. We will be doing the second half soon.
Don't worry.
It's it has all been bought and paid for.
The financials have been aligned.
Yes.
So
then the nobility is like, or like, I guess not all the nobility, but like the bitchy ones.
Yeah, the main people.
Yeah.
The highest ones.
So they're basically like, it's simple. We kill the Batman and hatch an assassination plot on him. So there's like a... Are you okay? Your glasses are askew.
Yeah.
There's like a royal hunt.
Yeah.
And they're tasked with, I don't know, overseeing, protecting, whatever.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, it should be a shame if our boy Griffith got hit by a stray arrow covered in expensive poison. So that's exactly what they do. And I'm like, and an arrow, like, goes through his armor into his chest. I'm like, wait, is this like, because here's the thing about Berserk. It is extremely highly regarded as an anime. Like, people like it is a top tier anime,
yeah,
and like
from the bits and pieces I've heard, like I really knew very little about the specifics of it going in, but from everything I've heard, it's like super violent and super fucked up.
Yeah.
And like in the first half, there hasn't been a lot of fucked up. Yeah. Like it's pretty violent, but I don't know. Maybe I'm desensitized. Like, yeah, people get slashed with swords and blood sprays. Okay.
It's like, not that violent though.
Yeah.
Cause like you don't even, it's not like you're seeing like a guy cut in half with his innards out.
Yeah.
You're just seeing like a blood spray.
It's a lot of blood spray.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. So I'm interested as to what happens in the second half to warrant the things that people say about it, or nothing happens and people are just babies. Yeah. So
there's a couple of unsettling things in the rest of this first half.
Okay.
Maybe not like, no, like that we saw.
Yeah.
But nothing like wild.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Like the I've seen a little bit in the further that I've watched.
Yeah.
But nothing again, like nothing. So those last like three episodes must be real disgusting.
Yeah. When Kelly mentioned it last week, I think he said something about the ending being fucked up.
Yeah. So that sounds right.
So we'll see where it goes. I'm interested. Not that I don't like it. It's good. I like the music a lot.
Music is great.
The music's really
music
cool.
Music is great.
I like the style.
Yeah,
I
think we've just gotten used to seeing a certain type of anime that is very much like TF and very
sexy
jokey
TF.
And sexy TF and like very like comical and like absurd.
Yeah,
and this is a little bit more like of a serious.
It's a little more straight ahead.
Like realistic type. I mean, granted, there was one demon guy,
yeah,
but like,
but that'll happen.
Like, it is a lot more just like a medieval sort of story and not a lot of like weird, you know, people who voluntarily get the surgery and go fight on an island,
so
or
cool.
a hole that goes all the way into the ground. And then you get to see your friend's sad die, you know, like I think we've watched a lot of similar types of anime and this is very different to what we've seen.
Yeah.
God
damn. I would fight on that island every day.
I'd fight on that island every day.
God damn it.
Yeah. Unless they make you into like a hippo or something, because he was kind of a bitch.
Hippo was kind
hippo,
of a
hippo, cobra, we're both kind of bitches.
Yeah.
Weirdly, Gecko was pretty high powered, which is kind of weird, but.
Yeah, Gecko was crushing it.
Yep, absolutely.
And like, Honey Badger, number one.
Honey Badger, number one.
Hey, interesting species. Good, mm-hmm. Good for them.
Yeah.
And no dog.
Thank God. I'm sick of Big Dog.
Best show. Fucking make season. God damn, I want to see
it. I know. They'll do it.
I'm close
to writing a letter. A strongly worded letter.
I'm close to reading the manga.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I'm not reading manga. I'm not that big of an F slur.
I know, but I want to see. Because now, like, they have the furry district, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
God damn it, Killing Bites. Get it together. So where are we at?
I don't know. My next note was just talking about Casca's backstory and how she met Griffith. So,
okay. I think I got maybe a little bit before. Oh yeah. So, I thought they straight up like, oh yeah, that's what got me into that tangent. Cause I thought, oh, maybe the thing is they kill this fucking main character.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
In like episode
right away.
Seven. Like they do not. The arrow cleanly hit his Baylet amulet thing. Didn't touch him. Didn't scratch him. Didn't poison him. Because in theory, the thing protects him from that stuff. And this in this case, physically did that. So I was like, oh damn, they straight up got him. No, they didn't. And then you when the guy who shot the arrow sees it, like shit.
Yeah. Fuck.
So
I'm too accurate.
Griffith basically immediately realizes who's responsible for it. It's the shifty looking nobleman who hired the good archer. So Griffith's like, hey Guts, I've got a job for you. Murder that guy.
Yeah.
And Guts is like, I can do that.
Yeah, I gotcha.
I can do
I gotcha,
this.
Fam.
I can do this for you. Yeah. That was a little Irishman for you. You haven't seen it.
Nope. Irishman? No. Too long.
But you saw Killers of the Flower Moon.
Although the Criterion is somewhere up there. I just haven't gotten to it yet. I'll watch it.
It's part of the 10%.
Yep.
We'll get there.
We'll get there.
So while Guts is stalking his quarry, the guy's like training I don't know if it's the, maybe it's the son of the, I don't think it's his son. Is it the son of the king or whoever? And is just like absolutely beating the shit out of him in training. And then the one other guy says to him, hey, maybe stop beating the shit out of that kid. He's like, yeah, I guess I had some stress at work, basically. Griffith, just by looking at these guys, like, has them all really shook. So then Guts goes and cuts the guy in half. But unfortunately,
as he does.
Yeah. But unfortunately, the kid was also there and no witnesses. Huh. So that was a fucked up thing. We got a good child murder.
Yep.
That's
I'm fine with child murder.
That's fun for everything. I said, oh, damn. Suddenly that harsh training wasn't the worst thing that happened to the kid today. And then as it progresses, I wrote, this is not the stealthiest assassination I've ever seen. Because not only does he have to kill the kid, he has to kill, like, I don't know, 10 other knights who are all just there. So
he heard the murder, so now you have to get murdered.
Yeah, so he does a bunch more murders and gets away with it.
Yep.
And and that's basically... Yeah, that's basically all of that. Griffith and the boys are going on another mission. The princess wants to give him half of her locket or whatever to give him safe travels and bring him home safe. And he's like, bitch, I've already got one magic necklace.
One's enough, stupid.
But he's like, fine, I'll take one.
Also, it's ugly.
Yeah.
The one she wants to give him is ugly.
It is ugly. And then, yeah, good line from Guts somewhere in there. I need to fight until the voices stop.
That was during the battle, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was during the big battle.
Yeah, so I think, do we get more earlier Guts backstory from what you've seen, or?
I don't remember. Maybe a little. Yeah, maybe a little bit. Yeah.
But it seems like shit was pretty fucked up for him for a long
time. Yeah, well, then he just became a mercenary and then he became the leader of his... Oh, no. Griffith makes him the leader. No. I don't know. He gets promoted... I guess it's in the past. He gets promoted to, like, the head of a battalion or something.
Okay.
And then there's... Yeah, I think there's more later on.
Yeah.
It does all vaguely kind of blend together.
Yeah. But yeah, we get the occasional like younger Guts flashback, and because I think there's one thing where in one of his flashbacks or dream or whatever, because he had one dream that Gambino was in, and yes. Gambino's like, I can't help you. You put a sword through me.
That's right. Yeah.
That was fun.
Like, you killed me. Stop talking to me. Yeah, I'm so not like,
a lot. It seems pretty messed up, and I feel like there was one like flashback or dream or whatever that that Zod was also in. I think it was maybe a dream of like Zod like jamming his sword through like child Guts.
Yes.
Yeah,
you're right. Yeah.
So yeah, he's Guts has a lot going on.
He does
internally.
He does.
Then I think we get some some Casca.
So the notes that I have is like, so we learn about there's the big, there's the huge battle between Midgard and the Tudors, Midland and Tudors.
Yeah. So there's one like kind of general on the Tudor side that we've seen a few times.
Yeah.
Who's this like
big beefy
cocky army guy.
Yeah.
Who
meathead.
Who is so sure they couldn't take the castle, and then they came around back and took the castle.
Yeah.
So there's a battle with him and his dudes, and he sort of corners Casca.
Yeah. And he, you know, he says a bunch of sexist stuff to her about being a female in the general, and that, you know, like he'd love for her to, like, he'll accept her surrender if she comes onto his side and is his personal, servant. And by personal servant, he means whore for all of my men.
A Janelle Grant type.
Allegedly. Although that sounds bad to say out loud, and maybe we shouldn't have said that. Nobody's listening. It's 2 hours and 20 minutes.
That's
nobody's listening. So they fight, and he's about to kill her, and Guts comes to save her.
Yeah.
And he stops the fight and just kicks the guy's ass.
Doesn't kill him.
Doesn't kill him, but shatters his helmet.
Yeah.
Breaks almost all of his teeth out of his mouth. Really fucks him up. And then they end up falling off the cliff.
I think from the ground, he shoots him with the arrow.
Yeah, sorry. Shoots him in the side with the arrow, and then that ends up knocking them off the cliff. They fall into a river.
Yeah.
And then when they wake up, she's like freezing and has a temperature, or she's overheating.
Yeah.
Takes her to a cave, gets her naked, and cuddles her while naked. And then.
And he's, look, I had. To see your titties to save.
I had to see your tits and pussy. I didn't know what I was getting myself into. And she was pissed about it.
She's pissed.
So then she tells him the backstory of when she was a little girl and she was poor, a nobleman came to their house and offered to buy her because her parents couldn't afford to feed her. And then she said, it was naive of me to think that like a nobleman would just buy a young poor girl because of the kindness of his heart.
No, it turns out he's a pedophile.
Turns out he tried to sexually assault her.
Drew, let me answer your question with a question. Even though I am...
Was it the thing that I yelled out loud?
I am more than aware you did not ask a question just now. Do we see kid tits?
Do we see clearly stated by the character, I was a child?
Yep.
Have her shirt ripped off by a creepy old man? Is that what you're asking me?
That's what I'm asking you.
The answer is yes.
Okay.
I don't know why manga and anime can get away with it in the mainstream world of the world.
It's the culture.
But, well, that's true. You can't judge their culture. It's a different culture.
Yeah. You try having a fat man and little boy fuck your shit up.
That's true.
And then tell me you're not a pedophile 80 years later.
Do you know something that I actually learned very recently that I didn't know was that... Nagasaki was
asking for it.
Look what they were wearing.
Look what Nagasaki was wearing.
It wasn't actually the original target.
I think I've heard
it was that. A different city that was a little bit, I think, south of it, but it was so cloud covered that morning that they couldn't actually. Oh, no, sorry. Maybe it was the day before. The day before they had done like a pre-fly.
Yeah.
To sort of figure out the landscape or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was so cloudy that they were concerned that the next day it would also be the same and they wouldn't be able to precisely drop it where they needed to drop it. And Nagasaki was actually the backup location.
Interesting.
And because the way that like the water off of the ocean and the mountains and stuff, like the fog cover, cloud cover, like was never at Nagasaki. So they were like, okay, that is actually location. I don't remember what the name of the city was, but
Tokyo.
Yeah. No, they specifically were not going to drop it on Tokyo.
Yeah.
And there was a couple of other like,
which seems like such a strange line to draw.
Yeah, I know.
We are going to drop a nuclear bomb on you, but not the big city. We're not monsters.
Well, yeah, and I think if you look at it, it wasn't about decimating Japan. It was about showing your power to Russia.
Yes,
is what it was, right?
100%.
And because I think
they literally
won the war. Won the war. Japan. The war was over.
It was over. That's crazy.
Yeah, I can't believe Japan ever forgave them.
So fast, too.
I know, but it's because they knew.
Like 2 years.
Well, I mean, it's because they let Emperor Hirohito stay in power.
Yeah.
They were like, you know what?
That was nice.
I mean, I guess
it
was.
He got to be emperor till the 80s.
I guess it was nice.
It was nice.
Yeah. He got to live a nice, full life as the Emperor of Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like there was a couple of other like cultural hubs that they refused to drop. I think Kyoto was one and somewhere else that had like a very.
Kyoto might have even been the capital then.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. That's why it's the Kyoto Accord. Right? Mm. There was a few cultural centers that they knew they couldn't destroy because if they destroyed them, that the Japanese people would like never be. They would never accept being allies with them because it had all of the like oldest temples and shrines in the country or something.
Yeah.
Whereas like Nagasaki and it's gone from my brain. Hiroshima. Hirohito and Hiroshima and Nagasaki were like newer-ish in the sense that they had been more modernized and built up. So they were like, oh, well, we're just massacring families, not history.
Yeah. Who's even getting hurt?
So in the
How about the guy that was in Hiroshima and Nagasaki survived both and lived a long life?
That's wild.
Not his whole family did.
His whole family did. But guess what? You get to start a new family.
That's right.
You get to get a new wife. Who doesn't like a new wife?
Second chance.
Or you know what? Do the second half gay.
Or second half gay.
Yeah, I don't think the Japanese are doing second half gay.
They're doing first and second half celibate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Business. Job is what they're doing. Their sexual orientation is doing my job.
First half job, second half job.
So back to when we meet Casca and she's getting sexually assaulted by this old man.
Yep.
And then a blade comes and cuts the old man's face, and it's Griffith saving her from the assault, and says, you know, like, just because you're a rich asshole, do you think you can just do whatever you want?
Yeah.
And he then jumps at her to get the sword, but she gets the sword and stabs him through the stomach.
Yeah.
And then Griffith...
Not so much unlike the way Guts killed Gambino.
Yeah. Maybe they're the same person. You don't know.
Well, I didn't think about that.
So he pretty much tells her, like, you know, you're free now. You can do whatever the hell you want. She's like, well, I want to come with you. And all of the men in the group are like, women, children. We can't take women and children with us. We're mercenaries.
It's so funny. Like when the general before they fell off the cliff was saying all the sexist shit. And then these guys say all the sexist shit. And then the next episode, Guts says a bunch of sexist shit to her as she's injured and kind of slowing him down. Mm-hmm. And it seems like it keeps setting up for this feminist turn, but it never happens.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it does, like, at the end.
I mean, like, if Casca doesn't at some point, like, really show them, this is the most sexist anime of all time.
It really is. Well, even then, like, later when we go back to the forest fight, and then those guys are trying to essay her, and that guy says a bunch of, like, really sexist stuff to her.
And, like, no one really pays for it.
Nope.
And or is proven wrong.
As it should be.
It's crazy.
So now we go back to... them, and like they're both injured, but not
there's a little more in the past where Griffith linked up with an older man. Remember, you're the catch. So he found a rich nobleman who had a harem of male children. Don't get it twisted, like, they weren't even teens.
No, they were boys.
They were
little boys. They were LBs.
Yeah. And Griffith fucked him for money so he could build his mercenary army better.
Yep. And there was like a discussion where Casca saw them together.
Yeah.
And then the next morning she sees him bathing in the lake.
Yeah.
And she says to him,
because he's forever unclean.
He's forever unclean. And she's like, why are you doing this? We could just keep doing what we're doing and we'll eventually get the money. And he's like, if we keep fighting, we're going to lose men and resources. Yeah. Or I can just use my bussy to get money from a rich, rich asshole who will give me all of the money I need. And all I have to do is just spread my cheeks. Yeah. And she's she's disgusted by it, but also she's in love with him, kind of.
Yeah.
So she's like, oh, like, okay, fine, okay. I'm with you. I don't love this.
Yeah.
I will support you in what you're doing.
My back to back notes were boy fucker exclamation mark and like, damn, now Griffith is the boy.
Well, when I first saw that, I kind of thought it was implied that Griffith had maybe used to be one of the boys.
Oh.
And that he had grown up and become this, you know, like a vicious warrior to sort of like get out all of the gay anger.
But is still gay.
That's what maybe I thought at first. But then obviously that's not what it was. But
that would make sense.
So now, so now we're back to like the current story.
As we know, you don't choose to be gay, but someone else can choose for you to be gay.
The Japanese choose who's gay. So now we're back to
that stuff. Yaoi, Zaoi, Maui, Waui.
Hello, China. I was just wondering how you decide who's gay. What? Sorry? Yeah, just with the Yaoi, how do you decide who's gay? It's Yaoi, Japanese. Not us. That's Japanese. Oh, so the Japanese decide. Yeah, so we're back to the current timeline.
Yeah, but not present day, because that's only episode one.
That's only episode one. And the... So Guts and Casca are, like, leaving the place where they slept overnight. Guts is injured, and... Well, I guess they're both injured. And they're going through the woods, and that's when Guts says a bunch of very, like... sexist, women are weak, and you're holding me up.
Was he literally implying she was on her period? Because he kept talking about her female problems.
He said female problems. Yeah. He was definitely implying that she was on her period. And there was even one shot where they did a close up of her like upper legs and crotch, and I was expecting like a little bit of blood.
The same thing, and I thought I did see it, but it was like the shadow of what she was wearing. I'm like, wait, is there like a giant blood stain?
Yeah, like are they implying, like, is she actually on her period?
In her pussy area?
Yeah.
No.
It was not. But that would have been wild.
Yes.
So as they're going through the forest, an arrow gets shot out of nowhere at her, which he deflects.
Yeah. They basically sent like a reconnaissance team to find and kill the two of them.
Yeah. And then he starts, as he does, slicing people in half.
Yeah.
And like five or six people at a time.
Yeah. It's like 100 on 2.
Yes. And then the big, beefy general dude whose ass he kicked reappears and says, like, you know, you didn't even kill me. Do you think I would just leave you alone after you did that? Like, no, my army's here and they're going to kill you. So he starts sending, you know, wave after wave of his guys, and they all keep getting chopped down.
Yeah.
And he's getting really frustrated that his guys aren't doing the job. So he calls for Samson, who is his even beefier brother, who's in full... Yep. Well, he says his armor is 3 times as thick. He's the second strongest member of my team.
Which begs a number of questions.
Yeah.
Why isn't everyone's armor that thick?
Why do you just make the whole planet out of the black box?
Why don't you just... I guess the implication is that only someone that big could carry armor that
maybe,
thick.
Yeah, it's so heavy that you can't. Yeah.
Now, and also, was the general who has a funny, what's his name? Adon Koborlwitz.
Yeah.
Was he implying that he is the number one and Samson's number two?
I think he was number one. But like, if Guts already kicked your ass, why are you sending the number two guy like he's going to kick ass?
Yeah.
So he's got...
I do like that a lot of people seem to have animal-themed armor.
It's a lot of fish and cobra, though. Like,
yeah, so the first one was Cobra Commander, and then this guy's like a lampfish.
Lanternfish, and then...
Lanternfish. And then Griffith has like sort of a hawk style.
I think it's an owl, isn't it?
No, he's called the White Hawk.
He's the White Hawk, but it looks like an owl.
I don't make the rules, man. It's a fucking hawk.
I guess we'll see if he can turn his head all the way around. Then who's talking?
Then I will apologize.
Good. And so like as he came and like stomped down into sort of the pit where they were fighting, and he's got like the big ass like chain link mace thing.
Yeah.
And
flail. Also, yeah.
And I said to Scott, I'm like, is this gonna be some kind of Indiana Jones shit where just like there's this big guy and he does big talking and then he gets murdered really quickly? And like almost kinda.
Kinda. There's
like he's using the flail and every single time he takes a swing that Guts just blocks it no problem. And they're losing their mind that like he's blocking it.
Yeah.
And then Casca has this like internal monologue where she says, like, why is he just deflecting it?
He could just move and kill him
right now. And then she realizes
he's
protecting me by blocking it. Cause she's like, he's putting his weapon at risk.
Yeah.
And he then eventually turns to her and says, like, listen, I'm going to make an opening for you. You need to fucking run as soon as I make the opening for you. So, Samson does one big swing with his thing with it. And, Guts just destroys it with his sword.
Yeah, just smashes the flail with his sword.
And then gives him like one big like shot. And as he falls down, she tells her like, fucking run. And she's like, no, I can't leave you. And he's like, you dumb bitch. You're going to get killed if you stay here. Run. So eventually she runs.
Yeah.
And he kills Samson with no problem.
Yep.
And
keeps killing other dudes.
And then none of the other dudes want to fight him.
Yeah.
So then Aiden von Higglestein,
yep.
Says, listen, I will give you three times the amount. No. I will give you five times the amount of money I'm offering you if you all attack him right now.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, that's pretty good money. And he offers to promote them.
That's right. Yeah.
And so they're like, well, that is a pretty good deal. And he can't take all of us. What if we go in like groups of three or four or five? And, of course, like, Gus just fucking starts killing all of them, like, no problem.
He takes a couple, like, non-lethal arrows.
He gets a couple arrows. He gets one in the hand, one through his left hand.
Yeah.
And one in the...
bicep?
Oh, the bicep, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, he's yelling, oh, his arm's damaged. Go attack him. Like, doesn't do anything. No. He's still the number one warrior in the world.
Yeah.
And then as Casca is running away...
Number three, behind Griffith and Zod.
And Zod, yeah.
And, Zod number one.
And,
Griffith two, Guts three.
She's running through the forest, but she's hurt.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of the, like, goonies appear.
Yeah, they send a few after her.
And they try to kill her, and she very easily dispatches of two of them.
Yeah.
But the other three manage to, like, catch her, and then...
they hold her down and say some very mean things.
They hold her down, and they start cutting off her armor.
Yeah.
And they cut her shirt to expose her now adult breasts.
Yes.
Thankfully.
Very important.
And the one guy has
It's okay to beat off to this
some
scene.
A-plus level sexual assault talk.
Not his first rodeo.
This guy is a seasoned professional.
A vet.
So as they're holding her down, and he says, like, listen, you were so eager to fight me before, but now you're not even trying to get away from me. And it's like, yeah, I guess, like, really, you're being held down by three people, but you know, what can I say?
Yeah.
And then we cut back to Guts sort of like wrecking shit.
Wrecking dudes.
And
but who knows how long he can continue. And that's basically what takes us to the end of episode 13. So we'll do... now, it's interesting because I think it's... yeah, so there's... the 1997 series has 25 episodes.
Yeah.
But there is also a 26... from something, so it's in the stuff I sent you.
Yeah. Do you think maybe something that was supposed to be one episode maybe got broken up into
it? Could
two?
Be something like that. It could be something from the remasters or whatever. So we'll see. But yeah, so we'll be doing the second half. Probably in 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Yeah. I think we said
Are we gonna do wrestling awards next week?
We're gonna do wrestling awards next week.
Yeah.
Then we're gonna do the next part of Berserk.
Yeah.
And then, in assuming nobody takes us up on our offer of paying for things, we will be...
oh, we gotta do... okay. I am penciling in a Quiet Onset episode.
I don't know.
Because
people are cowards.
The idea of people not paying for us to talk about Dan Schneider is a reality. Yeah. I don't want to live in that either. That's disgusting.
If by the time we're recording next week, nobody's paid for Dan Schneider,
I would be so
Scott mad. And I will end our lives on pod.
Yeah.
Live on air for all of you to hear because you didn't pay for Dan Schneider.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair.
So in theory, we'll be doing Dan Schneider, but if not, we will be revisiting our best of 2010 up lists.
Yeah.
And just kind of reviewing and going over some data and maybe re-examining our life choices.
Completely redoing the top 10 for every
year.
Ten new movies
for every single year, which will lead up to us doing the best of 2021,
but probably not the next week.
Within a couple of weeks of doing that,
yes.
One of the two of us still has several things to watch.
Okay, here's
and one of us is just filling in, watching things that I didn't think I was going to get to, but I will still just do them.
Here's the thing:
a lot of anime.
When I had the time to do it, and I did have the time to do it, I didn't do it. And now lately, I haven't had the time to do it, but
I want to do it.
Yeah. So it's, I don't like myself any more than any of you like me. No one's happy with Scott.
No one is happy with the choices you've made.
Yeah. So I will do what I can, but we will get there and it will be fun. And I really want, because I think we can get to 2022 a lot faster than 2021, because I've for some reason I've seen so much more big 2022 stuff.
There's also a lot less put out that year because that was after the pandemic when nobody had stuff in the go. Yeah. So 2022 is a smaller year for things.
Yeah. But I would say a much better quality year than 2020 and 2021.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Like, the quality of the movie is good, but there's not as less. If there was, let's say, 50 movies to see for 2021, there's maybe 30 or 35 for 2022. Yeah.
And more of which I've already seen.
Right. Did you go to TIFF that year?
No, I only went to TIFF 18-19.
Adam, what the fuck?
I know. Mm. But I saw lots at
VIFF
2022.
Yeah.
Not that much 2021 because it was still COVID-y. And like, I feel like VIFF didn't get a lot of the good stuff.
No, I don't think so. Yeah.
But they had like everything in 2022. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I honestly did most of like probably seven. That might be high, but. Yeah. Five or more of my top 10
were from 2022
I saw within a week of each other at VIFF.
Mm.
Yeah.
I haven't looked at mine in a while, so I don't know what my list looks like.
Yeah. And obviously there's other stuff that can
move in or
usurp those. But yeah, I want to get through 2021 to get to 2022.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun.
And hold us to that. Don't think that next week when we record that we don't immediately change everything we've just said.
Yeah.
This is our plan. This is our schedule. Blah, 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 blah. And then in 2 weeks, we'll be like, oh, yeah, I forgot we said that. We're doing this.
We're doing other stuff. And it's, I think somewhere in there, probably before we do 2021, I think we may have, and I know it's so soon since we did the last one, but we might have our next official episode of season 5. We might have season 5 episode 6.
Yeah. Maybe. And
I know a lot of you are thinking, when did season 5 start?
Don't ask me.
Are we at a year?
Don't ask me. I don't know, how long did the previous season last?
I don't know. let's see if I had a YouTube channel, what would it be? So season five, we're getting back there. Is that season 5? I guess. Yeah, that's season 5. So the season 4 finale was May 29th. 2023.
Okay. Okay. I like that.
So June 6th, I guess, was the season 5 premiere. So yeah. And in that time, we've done 5 episodes in season 5 and a bunch of other bullshit, including this very episode. But yeah, I would say in the next 4 weeks, you might get season 5, episode 6. You're welcome, America.